Very happy Independence Day, belated everybody. My name is Pete Berg, and this is the Paint It Black podcast. And let's see who we got here. We got Brian over there.
Happy 4th, everybody.
We got news girl Jillian.
Guess who's back?
America, fuck yeah.
We got our buddy Lou over there.
What's up, everybody?
And you already heard him, the lovely singing voice of Lippy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lippy. How's everyone doing this week?
I had a good 4th of July. Big party. Got wasted.
I was an alcoholic myself.
You're off the weed.
I am off the weed.
And rather than go straight, go
that
clean
sounds
and
so
sober.
Much more terrible on fucking like internet radio or something like that. Being off, I am off.
See,
the
you know
weed.
What it is? You're hearing your own voice in your headphones,
and I'm coherent.
You're hearing yourself say it.
Sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious.
Even though I have a massive quantity in my pocket. What?
He's kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
Lippy's carrying.
I am.
You just got wide-eyed for a second. That was kind of funny.
Yes, I am.
I have no affiliation with marijuana anymore.
You do. You sell it.
I don't.
We're recording this.
Okay.
Right. Everything about this is a lie.
It's all fiction.
He sells lettuce.
And scene.
Produce.
Well, technically, I'm a farmer.
Lou, how was your 4th? Let's change the topic.
It was very Hispanic, you know. There was some
arriba.
There was limited grilling options and some Domino's.
Chorizo.
You had that pernil.
Domino's?
Didn't you?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You can't do any kind of Hispanic gathering without Domino's.
It was sounds Domino's pizza.
I had a Hispanic gathering myself, and we didn't do Domino's.
You guys are barely Hispanic.
I'm talking
white
about
Hispanic.
The
brown.
Game, not the pizza. You're aware of that, right?
The game.
I thought you were talking about the pizza.
I thought you were talking about
no,
the pizza.
No.
No, it's not
so
the game.
Did you play pin the tail on the burro?
No. Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, right. It sounds way too ethnic to me. And I'm black. It's just way too ethnic.
There's nothing to it. Domino's is fun. I played it over here.
I thought he was talking about the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
Brian,
with
we
you.
Played Domino's like 2 weeks ago.
I have no problem with the game.
Oh, you are playing. I thought he was talking about the pizza.
No. Yeah.
I was like,
was
it is ethnic.
That's
game.
How white the rest of us broke. Are. We're like, Domino's? Delicious.
So you got the 5 for $5? The 3 pizzas for $5?
Did you use the pizza tracker online? It's helpful.
I usually do.
They're always late.
Always.
Yeah, because it's like anytime you order, it's like 3 a.m.
Good point. Or you're just stoned and it feels like forever.
I would not know.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No.
You don't forget.
It's a distant memory.
Of like a week ago.
you stopped smoking like 100 days ago.
May.
Not even.
May 5th or May 2nd or something like that.
Damn.
Tom, my girlfriend's nephew's birthday because I ate a half ounce of weed.
Which makes us
birthday.
Absolutely nothing.
Did you eat it plain or did you actually put it in something? Because I imagine you just having an actual bowl with a spoon and eating
cereal
weed.
And milk.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I made this wicked ass raspberry tort. I made the weed and the butter and it was delicious.
He's a gourmet
almost
chef.
Hallucinogenic
he
at
went,
that point.
Nothing turns a man into Paula Deen better than some racism and some,
he
some
went,
weed.
He went retard strong and weed crazy and just started ripping open the bag, trying to throw it in his mouth, trying to hold him back.
I was rubbing it on my
he's
body.
He's Cookie Monster. He's not even chewing it.
I was hoping THC went through my body through osmosis.
No, he's marijuana
rubbing it on
soap.
His skin. He's just like,
no,
this is my last day.
We could have made you a nice little marijuana soap and a marijuana mask and had a whole marijuana spa set up for
it's
you.
It's just a very disturbing version of the scene from American Beauty, but it's you naked on a bed.
Did you ever think that I
would... Nugs of weed falling on
you. Did
you
ever think that I would stop smoking weed?
Never.
Like, it was in the cards.
You've been
I
high
just,
since I met you.
I know.
And I've known you for like almost 2 decades now.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you stopped.
I'm shocked you started.
I would walk into the house and go, oh, Lippy's here. And Brian's like, how'd you know? Like, you can't smell that.
It's literally like Brian finally said, fuck what the Ninja Turtles said.
Yeah. Now I got to ask you about that for years. That
Michael was... Bay's directing the new Turtle movie. Fuck him.
For years, Brian's excuse was when he was a kid, the Ninja Turtles told him not to do drugs. Remember the,
I'm not a chicken, you're a turkey.
And you took that shit to heart.
I did. I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle.
And then Michael Bay ruined it for you?
He crushes a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
Transformers, Ninja Turtles, apparently. Eventually he's going to get around to the Ghostbusters, I guess. Kill all three big things when I was
bite
kid.
Your tongue.
I would give them some credit if they brought back Ninja Turtles with Corey Feldman.
As a voice?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be
I'm
completely underwhelmed.
Yeah.
No, Corey McFarlane doesn't save anything. He was in the last Lost Boys movie.
Oh, you mean that stunt casting from 92? No, it's not going to.
They made a second Lost Boys. I have it on DVD.
I saw it.
Yeah,
it was
horrible.
It was bad, right?
They get progressively
worse. They were 10 years too late because the whole point of it, it was like they
were extreme.
And didn't Corey Haim die while they were filming it?
No, he was in it at the end.
Was he?
He died after.
He died soon after. Because that movie was so horrible. Well,
he looked like shit anyway.
He gained like 100 pounds. Mm. Like since like he was, you know, a teenager.
When you try to live clean, alcoholism. You gain weight.
Yeah, he was on cocaine.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like him and Artie Lang, two people get fat on that.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You don't eat on cocaine. That's the weird part.
Tell Artie Lang that.
Well, he's cracked a code.
It's just like he they
got obsessed with DP dough or something.
Yeah.
Does a bunch of coke, fucks a hooker, and then he, I guess, gorges himself.
Those first two activities are calorie burners. That last one, not so much. So.
Well, we should bring Justin here to tell us about how much calories you burn on cocaine.
Yeah, right? Some of those hookers are probably high in fat.
he's got a funny
joke. Cannibalizing him.
He's got a funny joke in his act where he basically says, like, no matter how much you think it's a good idea, never give a hooker money to go buy cocaine. You will never see the cocaine or the hooker again.
You could have just ended at never give a hooker money.
That's like rule number one for pimps.
Just you need a shovel, a burlap bag, some lye, and your
death is pretty strong.
And a friend who could keep a secret.
No, it's all about the skill of convincing the hooker to give you money.
That's bullshit.
What are you talking about? They fuck for money.
But they never get any of it.
No, there's a comedian who does that, Adam Ferrara. Everybody's got that jagoff buddy who's like, swear to God, man, the hooker gave the money back.
Even if it was a dollar.
No, you don't, you pencil dick
asshole.
It only
happened on Game of Thrones. That's the only time it ever happened. Yeah. What did he do exactly?
I've been wondering.
Copious details.
Even details. Copious amounts.
So, let's get things started. Jill, I'm going to turn to you. You're going to do our news stories for the day.
Am I doing all of them?
Just do what you got.
Okay. We'll start with what I like to call a diplomat and a terrorist.
Stupid people.
Sounds like a movie. That's what I was saying. I lost my train of thought.
It sounds like you were
very
just
good.
Repeating yourself.
It was a movie. I changed the title of a movie.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Very good.
Aren't diplomats terrorists?
No.
They're home turf terrorists.
What?
They just want to ruin our lives and take our guns away.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, that's not diplomats.
I was going to say, basically...
Those are lobbyists.
Do the same thing.
You guys don't know what a diplomat is, do you?
I don't know what politics are.
Diplomatic... if I say diplomatic immunity, does that make it a little more clear to you?
Yeah, it means they can't get AIDS.
If that were true, I want to be a diplomat. My God, that would be awesome, right?
Prophylactics. They're a.k.a. prophylactics.
You definitely... don't know the meaning of a word here.
All right, let me go.
I'm lucky I know what government means.
What's a government?
I don't know. I don't believe in it.
There we go. All right, Jillian, go ahead.
In early June, the wife of a Belgian diplomat attempted to breastfeed her young daughter on the terrace of a New York country club, setting off a chain of events that would lead to the woman and her husband being escorted from the club and treated like terrorists by police.
Well, breastfeeding in public is awkward.
And yet no one would have said anything if the bitch was just making waffles.
Awkward. Mm,
waffles. I'm kind of hungry.
So they treat him like a terrorist, but they send him to Guantanamo Bay?
No. According to Tom Nijens, the first secretary of the Belgian mission to the UN, the Metropolis Country Club in White Plains, New York, allowed his family, who are not members, to eat lunch on the club's terrace. Once the family was seated, Nijens' wife, Rosalind Remmons, began to breastfeed their daughter, Luca.
Have some titty.
Okay, Luca?
It's Belgian. Of course, you knew the kid was going to be. Someone in the story is going to be Luca. They're Belgian.
And yet, in Korea,
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fish.
In Korea, they literally have a day out of the year where it's like a mass breastfeeding, where it's just bitches whipping out titties.
Yo, you want to go?
To see that?
You'd be surprised. Whatever.
They're Asian. They got little titties.
Any port in a storm, bro.
I have standards in titty size.
It might turn you off breast for a little while, actually. You see too much breastfeeding. But
I'd be like, what? I could get a snack at the same time I'm sucking on it?
I'd be like Jim Carrey and Me, Myself, and Irene.
All right. Almost immediately, a manager of the club approached Remmons. She said, please leave immediately. You're disturbing members.
I hope he had that voice. My word. More grapes.
Was this an uptight British club?
Yes.
It's White Plains, New York. I'm sure she was putting on airs.
Why are you talking like that?
I had a stroke. My teeth are terrible.
Remmon said the feeding would only take a few minutes, but the manager insisted that she finish in the restroom. Her response is, you don't ask a person to have lunch in the restroom. Why would you ask a baby to have lunch there?
Because he's a baby.
Yeah, he don't know shit.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Because you're not giving him bottle. You're whipping your titty out.
He's a baby sucking on the tit.
Wait, here we go.
That's called heaven.
So the club, being reasonable, called the Greenboro Police Department, who arrived minutes later reportedly shouting, close the doors! and ordering other diners to leave the club's terrace. All right, this is where we're going a little overboard, don't you think? There's cops whipping out weapons.
Yes.
There's just a boob out with a baby attached to it.
This is factoring into a theme.
Yes.
After last week's girl tries to buy sparkling water and gets gun pulled on her.
This kind of shit annoys me, though. It's like, there are babies, right? It's like, feed them at home. Like, don't bring them to the movie theater. Don't bring them to the restaurant.
Pump your fucking milk before bed. Give them a bottle. Let the mother have a life. Just don't be so tight. It's a fucking tit.
Do you know how often babies have to be fed? Like, you're literally just saying, stay at home, woman. Just stay at home for the next year while you got to breastfeed. Don't ever leave the house.
And pump it before you fucking
but
go
it's
out.
It's a tit. Mm. We spend so much time trying to see those. Let it happen. It's all natural. It's fine.
Some babies won't go from a fake nipple. They only go directly from the breast. Maybe this kid had a feeding problem.
How about beer tap?
My point is... Did it call for the cops? Seriously? Did it?
Not. This is overboard again.
They're like, okay. Bomb! I mean, titty! Titty, no!
Detective Scott Harding was walking in as acting like it was a Western movie. He had one hand on his gun and one hand on his taser. The policeman's reaction was caused in part by reports from other diners of the club who said Nijin's black backpack made him look like a terrorist. Now, people made comments on this article. I thought, well, maybe they're like dark-skinned Belgians. Lily white, apparently.
Like a burnt waffle?
They're lily white.
If I see a lily white Belgian with a boob hanging out, I don't go, terrorist.
I know. How many people were just sitting there and they were like, nice.
Hey, lucky kid.
Anyway, and as for the baby, Detective Harding reportedly told Nijins that in Sri Lanka, babies are used by terrorists.
Babies suffer traumatic exposure.
As long as they don't tase the baby, right? They don't tase the baby.
No.
I know. Italy.
He might grow taller in the end.
This is where, okay. So once Harding saw Nijin's State Department issued ID, he calmed down just a bit and became a little apologetic, I'm sure. And the family was eventually escorted out the back door without any arrests or charges.
Like they're fucking Elvis?
Diplomatic immunity. After the incident, Nijins wrote a letter to the country club asking for an apology. I'm pretty sure he demanded one.
Yeah,
really.
Diplomatic immunity. Here's my apology. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
This is where
cordially.
I am deeply worried about your staff if they cannot distinguish between a European couple looking for a quiet place to breastfeed a baby and suicide terrorists carrying a backpack, he wrote. The club didn't respond, and the general manager declined to comment to the Post. How do we feel about this story? Who's the asshole, I ask?
The asshole is...
the baby.
Nice, Lou.
Clearly.
Clearly it was a baby.
Fucking bastard.
Fucking baby. Titty-sucking little monster.
If it wasn't for him, we would have unobstructed breast. So, there
no
you
one,
go.
Yeah, no one would have said anything. She just whipped out her breast. Like, oh, they're European.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where did this take place exactly? Oh, New York.
This is West Plains,
West Plains. Okay. Yes. Well,
the country club.
Fucking get over it.
It took in Bushwood. It took place in Bushwood.
No, but I don't know why she was shocked. In those country clubs, they don't allow you to like come in with shorts on sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're wearing jeans. All get right. the fuck out.
So we're mixing the obvious with the decorum here of the country club.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had plenty of decorum whipping a titty out.
Pardon me.
It's only polite. You sit down to lunch. You have boobs. You show one. Just one. Two would be rude.
That's how you get an extra dessert. Show it to
you. Can show it too, but the one has to have a monocle.
Yeah, I don't need a double D. One D is fine.
I mean, the guy overreacted, definitely, but I mean, realistically, it's a country club.
He played for the other
why
team.
Why would you think that they weren't going to fucking freak out about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Now, see, that's the clincher here is that it's a country club and it's kind of bad form.
Those places just started
let black people in.
Blacks and Hispanics just started getting into them.
They just let the Belgians in, for God's sake, and this is what happens.
If you're a diplomat to America, I assume that part of your country's your little orientation to being high. You're now the diplomat to America. This is what America's like. You don't whip out titties.
Welcome to America. You could probably kill somebody if you really want to, but don't whip out a tit.
Don't do that.
God forbid.
Don't do that.
Yeah, just fucking pull your prick out and just fucking start rubbing
you can't
out.
Do that.
That's the lippy way of doing it.
That's a very aggressive move.
No, everyone gets very bent out of shape over the breastfeeding in public. It's weird sometimes, but it's not harmful.
It's weird when it's a little tit.
Yeah.
If it's a big tit, then it's awesome.
I'm obsessed with my friend's tiny tits.
I
admit to it.
Sorry, deal breaker.
I've groped a lot of my friend's boobs who are like A cups or smaller just because I'm fascinated by it.
Can't have a concave bitch looking like she got hit in the chest with a weight.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Lippy's taking a stand.
Fuck those itty bitty titty bitches.
Concave. That's a strong word.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a backwards boob.
Back on track, though. All right, this isn't about tit size, Lip.
It's always about tit size.
And Belgians usually have small or big. There's no in between.
Do we know where this woman falls?
No.
Then this is a... We're not going to make any headway here tonight, are we?
No. No, I'll have to do some further research. Further reviews.
Did she
needed.
Give her phone number? I'm thirsty.
They shouldn't, I think they shouldn't allow babies in restaurants in general.
Agreed. But
I fucking cannot handle it when there's a baby right behind me.
In restaurants, in theaters, on a train.
A theater's the most
in a
useless.
A plane with a cat and a hat and a mouse. Fuck those fucking kids.
No, especially a theater. Like, the kid's not watching the film. You're going to cry.
Get
like,
a babysitter.
Leave the seat outside.
Get a babysitter or just for the next year, don't go to a movie.
Yeah, totally. But in this story, I think both parties are correct. And it was just handled very poorly. Because, yes, it should be fine for her to fucking breastfeed her kid. And, no, it's not cool to do it at a country club where you have a dress code and decorum, like I said. But getting the cop involved and everything?
Bit much.
Bit much, right?
Yes.
Some of those country
I
clubs
think that's
don't.
A fair
having
ruling,
him show
though.
Up with the hand on the gun and the taser.
Taser, get on the floor! She's, drop that baby!
She's clearly just holding a baby, putting her boob away.
Terrorists use babies. Drop it.
They, some of these country clubs have really, really strict rules. I know in D.C. when Michael Jordan played for the Wizards, he tried to join, like, the big, big country club over in Bethesda. It's, like, Maryland, right by the D.C. area.
Yep.
And they wouldn't let him in. And that's fucking Michael Jordan.
Black guy?
Well, it's because he's black.
No, they have black people in there, but they just wouldn't
there's
let
certain,
him in.
There's certain rules. Like, you have to be a lawyer or doctor.
That was their reasoning?
Gone to Yale or
career?
Harvard.
He's been known as a gambler. And
yeah, he didn't moral standards.
And, like... They didn't like he just didn't meet up to their standards, and he's like, nope.
To me, the worst thing
that's
Michael Jordan ever does is those
standards.
Fucking underwear commercials. But
with
his little Hitler
mustache?
Yeah.
You don't want your collar to bacon.
Yeah.
He doesn't even speak like he's
just
terrible actor.
Shows up,
yeah, he just
shakes
there.
His head and collects millions of
dollars.
Then
it's a bunch of guys going, hey, you know what? I hate those commercials where people show you their underwear. Check out my underwear. It's a terrible ad campaign.
I mean,
all Michael Jordan does inside is just say, I'm rich, bitch. That's it.
No, he's got
it
the
don't matter. I'm rich, bitch.
The look on his face in that commercial. Yeah. I'm not
I'm
saying
rich,
a line,
bitch.
And I'm getting paid too.
He just
for
lost
this.
Half his dough. He got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
He got divorced?
He got divorced.
Yeah, he
broke my heart, too. Cheated
why?
On the big
time. You know his wife.
How
are
you going to cheat on
I know
the
her
know
from
his
Space
gonna...
Jam.
Hey, that's not his real family, by the way, in Space Jam.
The kids?
I choose to accept it is.
I thought those kids were his. I thought he pulled Will Smith.
Don't burst
those kids barely acted.
Will Smith is pulling all types of strings to get Jaden in.
I'm still going
to
buy my Toon Squad jersey.
But Jillian makes a good point here. If they hired a acting family, like casted a family, couldn't they get a kid who could deliver a line?
What do you mean?
Nobody in that fucking movie could deliver a line.
Those kids barely deliver a line. The wife wasn't his in the movie.
The name, like, Smunkers,
the kids
it
were
has
his.
To be good.
I just saw that was. I know his wife wasn't his.
No,
I assumed that the kids were.
No, the wife wasn't. He got his kids to be in it because you want to be in a movie with Bugs Bunny kids? Yeah, daddy. Well, daddy can get anything in the world done for you because you know I'm Michael Jordan. I'm MJ.
I'm rich, bitch.
Okay. That should have been Hitler stash.
That should have been his argument for getting into the country club. Like, I saved the fucking world
from
aliens,
from monsters.
Okay,
all right. I saved the Looney Tunes from becoming circus
from
attractions.
From Moron Mountain.
That was the plot of that movie, right?
Yeah.
No, they weren't saving the world. He saved the other planet.
He saved the Looney Tunes from becoming circus attractions.
Hey, what?
By Danny DeVito's hand on Moron Mountain.
He did give
from
Charles.
The Monstars.
And you'll lose every time.
Danny DeVito.
Poke in the whiskers.
Any excuse to play it. I love it.
Ooh.
Wasn't right. also, right. what's his name from fucking Caddyshack in it? Too?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, he was great. He had a Charlie horse on the court.
Right, Wayne Knight.
Jill, now that we've completely derailed from the topic at hand, why don't we read the next one?
The next one is where we bring
how does
in
it relate to Space Jam?
Jews, find out. They love money.
It relates to the boys in blue polyester.
Okay.
And one of your favorite two places. Name what state or country this is.
Okay, read it and I'll get my
I call this a kiss from a troll.
Kiss from a troll.
Is it the Nick Seal song?
Thank you. You have to keep calling out what
kiss
references.
Kiss by a troll on the bridge.
Oh, this is the great. I never nice. Really knew what he
trolls
was saying.
Trolls live in bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Woman assaults officer with unwanted kiss on nose. Where is this from?
How do they call that assault? That's like a
France.
Fucking...
You can't. I sent it to you, so you
France.
Can't say.
France.
Okay, let them guess.
Guess. We're...
France.
No, the game is
I
Florida
challenge you to
Germany.
A duel.
Florida or Germany?
Florida or Germany.
Why the hell is that the game?
Because all the fucked up stories come from those
Florida,
places.
Florida or Germany. That's the game.
Germany is all about the anal.
Nope, it's Florida.
That's what I would have guessed.
So they're all about the penis because their
just,
state looks
they're
like
they're just
one.
Terrified of the gentle nose kisses.
After
you want to go to jail?
After being called to the house on a report of a disturbance last Saturday, a Florida woman kissed a police officer on his nose against his will.
And he probably tased
he
her.
He was gay.
Pulled a gun.
wish we had the picture of her. He's not gay. You'd feel the same way. I said troll. She looks like a troll.
Wait. His response was, ew, cooties.
Peggy Hill, 62. Peggy Hill? Not a cartoon character.
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
Boy, it just don't get any better than this.
I'll tell you what. Okay. Encountered the deputies when they came to her house after a fence dispute with the neighbor. Now, if I had heard fence dispute, I would have thought Texas. Hill already had a case against her alleged steal livestocking neighbor. The deputy spoke with the neighbor, and they went to interview Hill. That's when things got off Florida. Hill went over to one of the deputies and kissed him on the nose. The deputy wiped her saliva off and arrested her.
How sloppy was this kiss?
Did you see the picture I sent you? She's a troll.
I gotta.
She might have been looking back in the day, but she definitely likes to hit the alcohol.
Was it?
So what happened
for
to her?
The past 50 years? She's been hitting the alcohol.
What happened to
like.
Her then?
Okay. Hill was arrested for battery of a police officer and admitted that she had had a few glasses of wine before the officers came to her property. Hill said in the police report that she had the idea to kiss the officer on the nose just popped in her head. So she went for it. She spent the 4th of July in jail contemplating her misplaced kiss.
But you killed Butterscotch.
But again, though, this isn't a real crime.
A dunga doobah.
If I touch a cop and he doesn't be touched, he can claw a battery on me. Isn't it?
That's nonsense.
That cop's a pussy.
If Brian grabs me by the shoulder or roughly by the arm, I can't call battery on him anymore. You can't do that shit.
You can.
All right, if you're black and I was white, I could do it. But the reverse with me being black and you being white doesn't really work out that way.
Yeah. If it goes down now, it's just you force yourself on him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this right beef.
Did you bring up her picture?
I'm working on it.
I saw the picture. She's a beast. I don't think she should have gone to jail, but unless it was an Eskimo kiss, then
on the nose, she kissed.
Then it's grounds for execution.
Saliva.
Are you just against Eskimo kisses or just from her?
It's disgusting. I can't be Eskimo kissed.
I'm gonna go Eskimo kiss you right
if
now.
If a girl tries to Eskimo kiss me, you just gotta mush her.
They should have just tasered her.
Oh God! I just saw the picture.
Woo! Look further down the comments.
Yo, it's the bitch from Evil Dead. I'll swallow your soul.
Look further down the comments. Someone put up a brilliant comparison between her and the guy from Beauty and the Beast in the 80s. Vincent.
Oh my God, that's it. You know what she looks like? You ever see Mask?
The Mask
movie?
Mask. She looks like Rocky Dennis.
Oh my God, that with Cher?
Yeah. Oh, the fucking big dude who looks like he hit his head a few times against the wall.
Yeah, that's what she looks like. Woo.
What's scary is that's the real dude.
No, it's not.
Oh, wasn't that was no, Eric Stoltz?
It was Eric Stoltz was in makeup.
It? I thought that was a real dude this whole time.
Holy
30 years later.
Shit.
Why would you figure that was the real dude?
I don't know.
You learned
they
something.
Wanted to make
a
fucking
doing
spectacle
a movie
of the
about
elephant
his
man.
Life. He wouldn't look like a
what's
teenager.
What's his name? Eric Stoltz.
Yeah. Eric Stoltz. The character's name is Rocky Dennis. And
you know how like Howard Stern when he was playing himself as a college kid looked retarded old? That's
kill,
how Rocky Dennis
kill,
would look.
Kill, but, the but white man.
Back onto the story though.
Didn't he die at the end of that movie?
Brian, focus.
Like, how could he be playing himself?
I don't know, man.
It's actually valid.
I never understood that movie from the beginning.
That
all
guy
I knew
did a great job on his
ugly.
Life story.
Lippy, this is what happens when you watch movies at 20 minutes at a time on your phone. You tend to miss.
I watched that growing up.
Valuable plot
points. That's Eric Stoltz. That was the guy?
That's the guy.
Oh, shit.
Rocky Dennis as Rocky Dennis. They kill him at the end, yet he's at the premiere?
He looks like Cooper.
I kind of regret bringing up that movie now.
Oh, no.
Because the point of this is...
there was a point?
She's lucky.
Yes.
She kissed this cop on the nose and he arrested her. He didn't bludgeon her to death.
But my question is, if it had been... Rebecca Romaine Stamos who had done it. Like, Rebecca Romaine Stamos lookalike who had done it. Would the results have been the same without... Or are you guys going back in my car right now?
Well, Rebecca Romaine in her prime in the 90s?
Rebecca Romaine right now would never get a ticket if she was fucking willing to go through with it.
Hey, Reese Witherspoon got arrested.
She was yelling at the cop.
I'm Reese Witherspoon!
No, I'm talking about if she was like, yo, we could do something to get out of this. I'd be like, absolutely, miss.
Perhaps. are you thinking of Super Troopers? Perhaps there's something I could do for you or my wife could do for you.
It's like, who wants a mustache ride?
I do.
Yeah.
Sorry, we went off track again. Sorry.
I'm a little grossed out.
I would like that the cop bludgeoned her with a fucking nightstick.
Yeah, if you just started beating her with a mag light.
No!
Back! Get off Coffee, ew, cooties, cooties.
But at least with this story, we learned that Lou hates Eskimo kisses.
They're disgusting.
What about butterfly kisses? How do you feel about butterfly kisses?
Oh, man.
If you don't like Eskimo, you're going to hate
butterfly. I hate butterfly kisses.
Yeah. I'm about to butterfly kiss you.
Now, what's so gross about an Eskimo kiss? I miss that.
It's the whole like cute.
It's too cute and cuddly and just.
You're married to a woman who posts every day on Facebook how much she loves you.
I know.
And sickly sweet saccharine bullshit.
Oh, no. I had to just watch that. That was awful.
We just asked him a kiss.
Glad I looked away.
Awful.
I'm starting to share your opinion, Lou.
It's disgusting.
But the thing is, I stared Lou right in the eyes while I was doing it, which made me feel creepy.
Lou was trying to find out an Eskimo kiss from me a couple minutes ago.
Now we know how to bug him.
We just Eskimo rapes Lou, actually.
Just Eskimo kiss him when he's not
Eskimo
looking.
Rapes
Lou. We need to make that t-shirt for Comic-Con. Lou hates Eskimo kisses.
I'm okay with Eskimo kisses when the definition is a blowjob.
And it's like, yo, if the Eskimo kiss is on my dick...
All right, so you want me to move on to the next story, which is my favorite. This is my favorite
one. Okay, let's do your favorite one.
I call this one When a Man Loves a Pony.
Ooh.
What's the pop culture reference, by the way?
Michael Bolton.
Very good, Brian. I'm very proud of you.
Why does Michael Bolton have hair now? He literally has hair to his hairline, like his forehead.
It's called plugs.
I'm
going to
guess that he fucking grew hair.
No.
Plugs.
Not possible.
He willed
that shit
to
don't
happen.
Exist.
Didn't he always have long, glorious locks?
Yeah. He just cut that it off. Started like three quarters of the way back on his head.
Really?
And now he's got the buzz cut, but he's got like
I don't know.
The
Jeremy
small
Piven
Caesar.
Had no hair, and now he has hair.
It's called plugs.
Jeremy Piven has more hair now than he did when he was 10.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven in the 80s like had no hair, and now he's got a full head.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So
when a man loves a pony,
this story
I don't like where this one's going.
This
already.
Story takes place in the grand old state of Texas.
I was gonna say Kentucky.
Texas is a big contender lately. Japan's stepping up.
They
too,
make
but
the
Texas
best
toast.
Texas or Japan's gonna be the next one.
Yeah.
That's the next future move. All right, so this guy Cirilo Castillo is in love. He's in love with
his Buddha.
A female named Nadia.
She's
and
one
I say female
Russian
because
bitch.
She is a horse. She's a horse on a farm nearby where he lives. Now, here's where the
He's
story
banging
gets
banging My Little Pony.
He got arrested for banging Nadia
She's going,
for the
Yay!
Second time. He was caught once before, arrested, and yes, that's why I brought up my My Little Pony, so you could do that to it. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, no, that's exactly how... That's
Captain America just butt-raped My Little Pony.
Captain America in the role of... Captain America in the role of Cirilo Castillo banging Nadia, my
well,
little pony.
Well, he's loyal. He's just got one horse.
He's
a one-horse
horse.
Man, all right?
He's in love with this. But here's the thing. While he was arrested before, and now he's been arrested again because he's done this twice. And by the way, he was caught on video because the farmer knew he'd come back and set up a whole sting operation.
He set up a smartphone. He's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, really, like, back for this... And the horse didn't kick him to death?
Maybe she's in love with him, too.
Doesn't
he's,
that mean it's kind of consensual?
He's lucky that he didn't get
I don't think
cracked.
An animal has... And this is where PETA comes
right,
in.
Hoof to the
PETA,
dome.
Does an animal have a right to fall in love with a human? Does a human have a right to fall in love with an animal, PETA? That's my question for
it's
you.
It's all very disturbing.
Yeah,
and I don't
want
to know the answer.
But here's the thing. In the state of Texas, there's no rules against bestiality.
Of course not.
Now think about this.
Are
this
there
is Texas.
Do they have to state that there is rules? Like, shouldn't that just
no,
be illegal?
No. He can only be brought up on animal battery charges.
There's animal battery charges?
Not animal cruelty or anything.
No, it's animal cruelty.
Okay.
It's battery and cruelty. Very good, Lippy. You should be
I guess
a lawyer.
When the lawmakers sat down and they started writing the books, they weren't like... What if a dude fucks a horse? What are we going to do?
We can't do
no
anything because I
fuck
fucked
their
a
horse. You have your mind, Jethro? Yeah,
especially twice.
Dude, you're sick. No one's going to fuck a horse. Sheep, maybe. We got to protect livestock.
Excuse me, sir. I believe we founded this state on horse fucking.
Yeah. It's on the state flag.
Yo,
it's safer than the sheeps. That's why you don't get like the herpes and stuff.
Lou?
They're cleaner.
Fucking people put their whole arm in a cow's ass pretty regularly.
I've seen it.
That's the artificial
person.
Insemination they have to
still.
Like, get the cow open.
So you think the horse is
it's
going,
it's
I
been
still
have you
don't
seen
feel
the glove?
It.
Have you seen the glove that they use?
Yeah.
No,
Cornell has a that's... very good veterinarian school, and I had a couple of those students in my sorority. Those gloves are hardcore. That
but that's,
scared
that's
me.
Non-
it's the magnum.
Sexual.
Maybe the horse didn't know because they're used to big old horse cock. Yeah. And, you know.
He's like, oh.
It's not in yet.
Is it in?
Still, though.
Are you taking my temperature?
I mean, he had to have what? Like gotten on a stool for this?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm guessing
presumably.
If the horse was, you know, being like
romanced,
it would have just walked away, right?
You're staying behind a
that's
horse,
a good
by
point.
The way. That's the place where you don't stand absolutely behind a horse. That's where you don't go. She didn't kick him. she must be into him.
Maybe brought off some carrots, you know, some sugar cubes.
Some candles, just, played some good music.
Yeah.
Played some fucking, I don't know, Natalie Merchant or some bullshit. And
Horses. No,
no. No, no, Brian. Goodbye, horses.
No, that's rape. Then. That's fucking. That's a felony right there.
This is a classic case of like Romeo and Juliet, I
think. Nadia and Castillo.
This is what Matthew Broderick goes through every time he sleeps with his wife.
Ew.
Goodbye, horses. Song works very well
Would
there,
you
actually.
Fuck me? I'd fuck me.
She looks like she took a hoof to the chin.
So, what's the outcome of this?
Oh,
horses pregnant.
So,
you know what?
So because.
Kill
Centaur.
Me.
Centaur isn't Minotaur. Centaur, right?
Centaur?
Centaur, no. So he's going to be brought up again on animal cruelty charges, and he'll be out like in like no time. So
Minotaur
like
is if he banged the bull in the ass.
Yeah.
Did the horse take out a restraining order or anything?
The family says.
The horse said,
the owners,
nay!
How did we all miss that until now?
No Mr. Ed references?
Do you have any rubber walrus protectors?
So the family who owns the horse wants to help get Castillo help because they're smart enough to know that he's just going to do it again.
He's just going to show up again and try to fuck that horse.
All the guy needs is to get beat up. Like, next time that guy comes to fuck your horse, you just fucking crack him across the head with a bat.
You don't think some child molesters have gotten the shit beaten out of them before, not molested children afterwards? They have a problem.
I want to talk to this guy.
This guy has a problem.
I'm just curious. What is the thing? What keeps drawing him in?
Did you ever see that
big
show?
Big pussy.
Is that like a thing?
I guess.
Other guys are into that?
It's like the size of
they're
a whopper.
Doing, like,
the bigger the
episodes.
Better.
It's not good enough unless he hears an echo.
Tight.
I want to fit my arm in there.
It's like the size of a whopper.
I want to be like a hot dog being thrown down a hallway. Is that like a thing for some guys?
I thought, no, it's news to me.
Yeah.
I always thought smaller was better.
That's why Asian girls are so popular.
Maybe that horse liked it because, you know, he was circumcised and all the other horses are just, you know, not.
Oh, he had better, much better.
Yeah, yeah. Just like shape.
Probably
groomed,
better dick control.
You know?
Mm. Okay.
Better dick control than a...
The horse is just two pump chumps. Like,
yeah, Hidalgo over there. He's a real sucker.
Yeah.
Have you seen how they race in Kentucky Derby? They have sex the exact same way. It's scary.
What do you mean? Oh, they just bang him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, In the animal.
Maybe he was like tender.
Wilbur!
Gentle, slow strokes, slow strokes.
I picture him creeping up on her from behind with the two coconuts from Monty Python.
Did he put on.
It's just me, a horse.
All right, next.
Next one I call Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Which is wrong because the real title.
What movie could that possibly be taken from?
How high?
Never mind.
No. Cancer patient mistaken for a surgical mask bandit who also exists.
Okay.
The very frail man in the fucking surgical mask and hospital gown is not a fucking bandit.
Very good, Brian. Yeah. You should be a police officer or at least a
You
bank
know what the
teller.
Difference between the cancer patient and the surgical mask bandit is probably the IV.
Cancer.
And the bald head. And the
impending death.
The inability to breathe after walking down a long flight of stairs.
Was the surgical mask bandit like robbing the hospital?
I'll tell you. This is my bank who does do excellent service. I'm very
I need my
happy
high colonics.
My Except that a Wells Fargo branch in Montebello, California did its part to make one cancer patient's life a smidge more hellish last Friday when tellers mistook mild manner lymphoma patient Joe Jamamillo.
Whatever.
Something Spanish.
Joe, I'm French.
For a serial.
This just gets more and more complicated.
For a serial robber nicknamed the Surgical Mask Bandit and attempted to have him arrested. Like the creatively festooned bandit of legend, the LA Times reports that Jay walked into his local Wells Fargo wearing a light blue surgical mask. Though his was to prevent him from succumbing to infection while receiving chemotherapy rather than to facilitate the legal removal of cash from banks.
One sec. What's the L Times?
L.A. L.A.
The La Times.
Although it was like the Spanish newspaper.
No,
L.A. La Tiempo.
Los Angeles is kind of like L.A. Times. So
La
very good.
Times.
The Times. Jay was wearing a baseball cap to protect his hairless head, which, to be fair, is usually a no-no in banks.
What?
I'm gonna walk into a bank tomorrow with a baseball cap.
If you had a baseball cap and mask, I could see that. Didn't they do that in Inside Man?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
that is kind of a
yeah. Okay, but okay.
You see that guy come and
you see some of it. Like there are.
Yeah, but what about when he's trailing a fucking air tank right behind him? Like.
Okay.
Did you realize the getaway is not going to be that
haunted? Trailer Park Boyed it and been like, this is Mr. Boxhead and Weldy Weldy Mask.
After Jay explained to the teller assisting him that he was wearing the mask due to his cancer treatments and provided his government ID and perhaps most cruelly did not attempt to rob the bank, employees refused to give him money from his account, fearing he was there to rob the bank.
From his account.
Stop, from his
I have
account.
Cancer. So I'm trying to refi my mortgage.
So they're just being fucking paranoid and pussies.
Yes.
Can I make
that
a
sounds
deposit?
Like California.
No, you can't have them. You're scary.
But I'm gonna die soon. I want to make sure my money's there to bequeath to my family. No.
This one's just kind of gross. These people suck.
Soon, six police officers. Oh, it's gonna get better. The boys of blue polyester are here.
Oh, don't tell me.
Notified via silent alarm, had Jay surrounded and instructed him to put your hands on your
do
head.
Do cops do anything useful ever anymore?
They support the donut industry.
Every fucking news story we read is cops harassing somebody who didn't do anything.
You know,
do they do anything interesting?
We should look for the news stories where they do something good to bounce us off.
I want a news story about a cop who does something good.
I have one after this. I remember
like
from
gets
Christmas.
A kitty out of a tree.
I
have a story about a cop who bought a homeless guy sneakers.
I was driving home.
He was from Long Island.
I had my registrations up, so I had the temporary one, and I'm like in a hurry to get somewhere. And there's a police block there, like a sobriety check. And I'm like, oh, now I'm going to have to pull over and explain the shit. They didn't even look at me. These cops are so dumb, they don't even look at what they're doing anymore.
Officer, of course my registration's good, but I'm wasted.
Yeah, but they saw your wife. They let you go.
But this poor guy white?
Yes.
So we can't even blame race on this.
If anything, he was light-skinned.
We can't even blame race on this. The guy walks in wearing a fucking surgical mask.
He's Latino, but
doesn't try to rob. He doesn't try to rob anybody. He doesn't try to take anything. He tries to withdraw from an account that his name is on. And they call the fucking cops.
I just take every guy with a surgical mask now as like one of those like people scared of SARS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be an Asian guy.
The Asian dude.
It could be dang an Asian except like you can't leave the house without this mask on.
No, this is becoming like a real trend and it's gross.
Oh, he just has halitosis. Don't worry about him.
Well, here's the worst thing.
Yeah, that could be for your courtesy.
What if the surgical mask bandit just keeps robbing that bank?
I'll tell you what, if the guy with the mask shows up and he goes, give me the money, then you hit
the
silent alarm.
If he says, hi, I'd like to make a withdrawal from my account, here's my ID, here's my bank card,
and my gun.
I've read enough of these stories nowadays that nobody busts into the bank anymore and pulls the gun. Now they hand you a note. Like,
hey,
that's the MO of
robbery.
All these bank robbers. Just,
hey, what's
give me
your
the
number?
Money.
Put the money in the
we
bag.
We did the story last week of the woman who got snitched on by her son, and that was the same thing. Hands a note. So somebody hands you a note and says, give me money.
Here's the note. BTW, I'm about to breastfeed.
Well, here's the thing. the poor cancer patient described the moment as being really embarrassing. Not scary as all hell? The cops pulling up the guns on you? Stuff like that? Okay, I guess.
He's going to die anyway.
I'm embarrassed by the way you look.
I understand him being embarrassed, so I was really horrified when I heard that. So, in a statement, Wells Fargo apologized for mistaking Jay for an armed and dangerous criminal during his otherwise uneventful trip to
the bank.
You
better fucking apologize with some zeros with a fucking dollar sign.
But here's the thing. Here's the other thing, though. To point out, while he might have been wearing a hat and a surgical mask, not only did he not ask you to, like, hey, put all the fucking money in the bag, he did not have a duffel bag or a hooded sweatshirt like what the surgical mask bandit wears.
He slid a note that said, excuse me, do you have a tissue?
No, the only thing he handed them was
a
fucking withdrawal slip.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fucking bank robbers don't usually fill those out first.
Yeah, precisely. With their fucking information all over.
They
don't sign their name on these things.
I want $1 million. Boof.
I'm going to show you my ID, my face ID and everything. I'm going to put down my surgical mask. You see me for a moment and see that it's me. Yeah, like, I just want to take some money from my account. I just want to go run some errands, goddammit, and, you know, pay for some cancer drugs.
He probably felt like Mike Tyson, like, yeah, I wish I did rob the motherfuckers. Yeah. I wish I did rape that bitch.
I should have just robbed them.
Well, that's the punchline that, by the way, all these stories are courtesy of Gawker that I'm reading. The bank is making a $5,000 donation to cancer charity of Mr. Jay's choice. Jay reportedly
my cancer.
Plans. Jay. That's even better, Cuddles. Good job.
Eskimo
now,
kiss.
Jay reportedly plans to donate the funds to American Cancer Society and later rob them. That was the punchline from Gawker.
I hope
just,
he
like,
does.
Killed them.
Yeah, yours is better.
Yours is way better.
Yeah, but seriously, God, we're pussies. We're all pussies. All these people.
But still, There's so many times.
Oh my god, a tit! Oh my god, he's wearing a mask.
I know from riding the MTA enough times that
there's
Purell
in every place you walk.
The other day, I had a guy in a Daishiki kick my car. You know what I did? I gave him a cigarette. Man up,
you
everybody.
You are scared as hell.
You know what, though? Did I bring the cops in?
You rolled down your window a little bit. Like, take a cigarette!
There
just
was
leave
a bulge.
Alone!
There was a bulge in that dashiki that sounded like it was ticking.
That was
dashiki's a black thing.
They could have bombs, too.
Yeah, black people do bomb.
Bomb
they drop bombs,
you're missing the point.
No, in the 50s,
the point
we bombed.
Is stop being pussies about everything, you fucking assholes. Yeah. We don't need the cops to bust in with their guns drawn every time somebody who looks a little strange walks into a room.
And yet,
are we so paranoid?
When it comes to battered women, cops like, do peanuts! Almost nothing. Nothing. Somebody says, like, can't do anything. He just threatened you on Facebook. That's just Facebook.
Exactly. It's like when they're called upon to do something useful, they're nowhere to be seen. When they're called upon to harass a 20-year-old girl buying sparkling water or a cancer patient, they're all over that shit.
When
it comes to writing you a ticket, they're there.
They can't just jump every time someone's getting robbed. Their coffee's hot.
If I call you and say, hey, my daughter's being harassed by her ex-boyfriend. He has an arsenal. He's threatened her life.
Nothing.
How did he threaten her
I'm
life?
I'm sorry, but we got to go take care of this guy.
He's buying sparkling water and
he's
has
either,
cancer.
He's either got cancer or he's a fucking world's greatest terrorist.
This dude's double parked. Yeah,
he's got a wife. She's breastfeeding in a 7-Eleven. He's got cancer. And he's buying sparkling water. We got to get that guy.
I had a cop come over and pulled me over on the highway. And he was like, he comes to my window. He's like, do you know how fast you're going? I was like 70? He's like, you're going 72. I was like, all right. He's like, you're going 17 miles over the speed limit. That's a fucking ticket. I was like,
so are you going to write it or are you going to keep fucking jibber
jabbering?
I know. I was
like,
you must be really bored.
Like, he acted like I was going 100. Like fucking
yeah, that's what they do. I've told the story on the show before, but I got one traffic ticket down here.
A traffic certificate.
A traffic certificate. I got one ticket, one speeding ticket, where the guy, I pulled over on the side of the road immediately, and the guy was like, why didn't you pull over in the shoulder where the turning lane is? Why didn't you go where I had more room? I said I'm on the side of the road. He starts freaking out at me. Then I got another speeding ticket maybe a year later where the guy put his siren on. I hit my brake, turned on the blinker, waited until the shoulder was at its widest possible and pulled over. And the guy gets out. Why the fuck would you pull? Why wouldn't you pull over right away? I'm like, there's no pleasing you assholes. There's nobody getting robbed. I'm doing 72.
I'd be like, excuse me, officer, is it personal preference?
I need to. I should have just kissed him on the fucking nose.
You would have to beat down.
Worth it.
Eskimo kiss.
I'm more attractive than the lady who did it.
You are, actually.
I had a better chance of getting out of that.
That's
shit.
That's bad when you insult
the
police
officer.
And the cop's number.
They're like, hey, come here. Done.
No, the cop was like, no, come back here.
Now it's a punishable offense.
We had the policeman's ball
your
coming up, and I was wondering
so
if
fresh.
You'd like to go with me.
A local boy gets beat to death by a cop on the highway.
I shampoo my facial hair. It's very nice. Tickles.
Cop said he had a bag of Skittles.
All right, I'm going to do my last story.
All right, last news story.
So the last one I like to call because I had a poppy seed bagel, but that's really obscure reference.
I can't eat those.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I failed drug tests.
You see where this one's going then.
Fucking opiates.
Here we go. Mom wins lawsuit after losing custody of newborn over poppy seed bagel. A woman.
That's like an episode of Seinfeld.
Does nobody watch Seinfeld?
Exactly right. It's exactly like Seinfeld.
Did the cops bust in on her and pull guns after this drug test?
Oh, you'll hear this.
Okay.
Put the bagel down.
A woman who temporarily lost custody of her newborn baby because she failed a hospital-mandated drug test after eating a poppy seed bagel won a huge settlement from Pennsylvania Child Welfare Services and the hospital on Tuesday.
Okay.
Just before going into labor on April 2010, Elizabeth Moore ate a poppy seed bagel. Poppy seed bagels can trigger a false positive in drug tests with low thresholds of for opiate detection, which is why federal standards set the minimum detection rate for 2,000 nanograms per milliliter. Lippy, you might want to write that down.
Jews in their bagels.
Unfortunately for Moore, Jameson Hospital drug tests, which they gave to Moore either shortly before or after her daughter's birth, uses a minimum of 300 nanograms. Mort failed the drug test, testing positive for opiates / bagels, but for reasons that aren't clear, the hospital didn't notify her. Instead, officials from the hospital went straight to Child Welfare Services in Pennsylvania. 3 days later,
more reactionary bullshit.
But this is great. 3 days later, Mort was at home with a newborn daughter.
You want to take that off the table, buddy?
That was my nuts. That wasn't the phone.
Yeah, take those off the table.
So 3 days later, Mort was home with her newborn daughter, which means the hospital staff left her leave with the baby, assuming she was a drug-depraved, you know,
they
slut.
Could have tested the baby, too.
That's logic, but that has no place.
Let's not bring reason and logic into this.
I forgot we don't have
that. We got a knee-jerk reaction for everything.
Isabella, the newborn daughter, Isabella, that's a cute name, and still unaware that she failed the drug test when child service officials arrived with an emergency protective custody order. I just imagine them going through the door, put the baby down! Like,
and give us the bagel.
They probably didn't do that.
Oh, sir, she has locks in the bed.
That cream cheese. You know how many points those are?
Yep, I thought so. Vegetable cream cheese.
Looks like she went to the bagel shop this morning. Such a sad story.
I think I have remnants of a bran muffin over here. You might want to take a look at this. Get forensics on the phone.
Sir, she chopped those bananas in a cereal.
Bitch, is that a blueberry muffin?
This one's trouble.
It's poppy seed. She's on heroin. Shoot her.
The officials took baby Isabella from her mother and didn't return for 5 days.
5 fucking days.
Wow. After they found no evidence that Mort had used any sort of illegal drugs.
Except coke, heroin, ecstasy, angel dust.
You know, the fun ones.
You know, she's just sitting at home in her, like, nice little modest house in Pennsylvania, watching View, breastfeeding little Isabella, you know, just being a good mom. And... you crack whore, give us the baby. And
but seriously, has nobody seen Seinfeld? It was a very popular show.
Yes, it was.
I think that it's pretty rash that they didn't bring her in for another test before they automatically take the baby.
Exactly. They showed up with no grounds, with just a glimmer of something. Like, not even anything concrete. Test the fucking baby, like you said. And problem solved.
Like, everyone knows, at least from that episode of Seinfeld, that a poppy seed baby can trigger a false
negative. Or just
negative.
Ask the woman, like... seriously.
And yet if they found, like, cigarettes and booze in her system, they would have just been like, eh, whatever. He'll just come out tarted.
Just ask what she had. What'd you have in the last 48 hours to eat before you gave birth to this baby?
Big fat
maybe
cock.
She'd forgotten to mention the poppy seed baby. Bagel. Maybe then I understand.
Even if she just says bagel, it's not that far a leap to assume poppy seed.
The cock was going through the bagel.
Whoa, what'd I miss here?
Well, come October 2010.
You have to hear it on the replay.
Okay.
Well, October 2010, the ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of Mort. The lawsuit was settled on Tuesday, and Mort was awarded over $143,000. Now, here's where I say...
it's barely a house.
Brian put a baby in me. I'm going to eat poppy seeds through the whole pregnancy, and we're going to get a house.
I just want to say $143,000 is $140,000 more than I have.
Where did they get the extra $3,000 to not have it be an even number?
I'm sure it's like an actual
again,
equation.
We're
like
ridiculous. We don't know
this.
Math or anything. They're like, yeah, give them like 67 cents, too.
$5,000 for this, $15,000 for that, $12,000 for that. I'm sure that's on the
$3,000 for the bagel. Yeah.
On the downside, the baby was returned.
She's like, you can keep it. Just give me the money.
I know. Just give me the money.
It's like, jackpot! I lose the baby and the money.
Yeah. I'm a chick. I could just make another.
If there's one thing to take away from all this, it's just that people...
don't eat bagels?
No. The bagels are fine. Eat more bagels. Throw a wrench in the works of the system, man. Fucking eat some poppy seeds. Mm. Freak some people out.
Buy some sparkling water.
Buy sparkling water.
And cans.
Kiss a cop.
Wear a face mask. Get cancer.
Breastfeed in public.
Fuck
in a country club.
I'm wearing a V for Vendetta mask everywhere
I
go.
Have sex with My Little Pony.
I don't know how poppy seed became a bagel topping in general. It doesn't add anything to
the
bagel.
Do they add any flavor?
Why is it on rolls? That's what
it
really
adds the texture of having sand on your bagel.
Oh, if I want to pick something out of my teeth 8 hours after I eat it.
Get stuck in teeth.
No, if I want to look like I have a giant Michael Strahan gap in my teeth, yeah, have a poppy seed bagel.
Yeah,
so what are you guys trying to say?
It was just like the weirdest thing. Like the first guy I did was like, yo, try this one out.
Not a bad brand
new bagel. It's like, what do you do with it? It's covered in poppy
seeds. The first guy that ate like an oyster. It's like, yo, I'm going to have this fucking snot ball and suck it down real quick.
Numbers! Yeah.
Why am I getting hard?
That's it for the news.
That's it for my behalf. So why don't we jump ahead? We'll do some stupid people.
That wasn't stupid people. Stupid
people.
Those were stupid people.
No,
that just means those
cops.
Were the smart ones.
Those are authority figures and cops.
Those
it's a different category of stupid.
Exactly. Now we get into the dumb.
Geniuses.
Now I got a lot here. I got a lot of these things. So I'm going to pick a couple specific ones that I like the best. I'm going to get this one out of the way because it's a non-news story, but I just love the headline so much. Man leaves pig wearing sweatpants trapped in hot car.
You should not treat your wife like that.
He was slow roasting his bacon.
It's a slow roasting bacon. This is in Seattle.
Makes it real tender. Who the hell raises pigs in Seattle?
Long story short, this guy just had a pet pig that he left in the car for an hour and a half on a hot day. And some cops found it and let it out. Why was it in sweatpants, you ask? Nobody knows.
Looks cute.
It looked adorable.
Did the cops let him out because they thought it was one of their own?
It was only...
Lippy, ladies and gentlemen. Lippy.
I'm here all day.
Yo,
Nailed it.
This is sober Lippy.
He was only wearing sweatpants because he got the sweatshirt off.
Nah, ask him. It's still good.
So that's it. That's that whole story. That's all I wanted to say. I just really wanted to read that headline.
Okay, so to answer one question, I suppose, why did this guy have a pet pig in Seattle? Because pigs are the new bees?
He wants his farm raised.
You know how everyone's beekeeping in Brooklyn?
Nobody beekeeps.
Who the fuck has been beekeeping?
Everyone in Brooklyn. It's like a thing.
My boy Tave in Babylon, his neighbor has a pet pig. We thought it was a big-ass fucking dog driving by, and then we realized it was a fucking pig.
They're substitute babies.
I once dated a girl. She lived in her...
She was a pig.
She was. She was, actually. She lived in her parents' basement, like the lower half of the house was an apartment, and you'd always hear this weird, like, clip-clop noise coming from upstairs. I assumed a dog until I went up there to say hello to the parents, and I got charged by a fucking pot-belly pig. There's nothing more terrifying than that if you don't see that coming.
That would just make me hungry.
Did it just make you think of an episode of Hee-Haw? Did you try to wrestle it? Like, did you jump on top of it and try to, like, corral it?
I'm a wrestling this here pig.
I wouldn't fucking have any pet with hooves. Hooves are gross. That's my stand on that.
Okay.
Would it be wrong if I fed my pet pig bacon?
No, they probably love it.
No.
What if you name your pet pig bacon?
It'll make you grow.
They are cannibals.
Would you name him bacon?
Or pig.
Like, what are you, fucking Varsity Blues?
No, that was actually from the duck thing on USA. That'll do, pig.
No, it's Varsity Blues. It's what the fat guy named his pig.
Oh, really?
Pig.
Bacon.
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 No, wasn't bacon also the duck thing on USA?
I'm going to call him Gristle because he's fat.
I'm hungry now.
Baconators,
anyone? Okay, speaking of pigs, let's move on to the next one.
That's you, police.
Victor Espinoza, a 425-pound gangster, has been sentenced to 32 months in prison for grabbing a young boy and smelling his arm.
They really just wanted him to lose weight.
I hope so.
He didn't have a nickname? He doesn't have a mob nickname?
I don't...
Ninja Bullfrog.
That's only something like 10 days a pound, so it's not a huge deal.
It's not, but I showed them the... the mugshot.
It looks like his chin is eating his face.
Brian, you saw The Hobbit. You remember the Goblin King?
Oh, fuck. He's got a huge neck like that?
He's got a goiter neck. Yeah,
it's
a little
Sully.
Little Sully-ish.
It's a little Sully-ish.
But he's not awesome.
Okay, no. Well, let's see. Victor Joseph Espinoza, Santa Ana, California man.
Do the news have something against Spanish people that's what it's all about?
Well, this guy has ties to Mexican gangs. He's been imprisoned
he's
for...
He's Los Gordos.
They put it for attempted kidnapping of a 10-year-old boy.
He didn't get very far.
Because he wanted to sniff his armpits?
He sniffed his arm. I don't know what this guy's problem is.
He was hungry.
Yo, ghetto fingers.
Well, he also was charged with street terrorism and a sentencing enhancement for gang activity. I don't know what that one means.
Gang activity?
But apparently, this guy walked up to a little kid, 10-year-old kid, who was on his way to soccer practice and said, hey, kiddo.
Soccer practice? Again with this fucking Spanish racist shit? You mean football?
Football. And the guy went to the kid and went, hey, you want to see my gang tattoo? And then he grabbed the kid and sniffed his arm.
They censored it. It was more like, you want to see my cock?
Do you want to see my chorizo?
My chorizo.
The kid managed to break away.
He lightly walked away from the 425-pound man.
Who huffed and puffed after him.
Wait. Now come back here.
Here's the impressive part. Here's the impressive part. The soccer coach confronted the guy and managed to tackle this beast.
Oh!
He just kicked their feet out from underneath them. And
his
they're
quote,
pretty much going down like fucking Humpty Dumpty.
This guy looks like Humpty Dumpty. This guy's quote, the soccer
Did
coach.
Did he have a great
The fall? Little boy came crying at me, saying that a man wanted to take him. He said that he grabbed him and started smelling him.
He thought I was a sausage. Chorizo.
Yeah. Come here, little chorizo.
This guy is disgusting.
You smell good, little boy.
He looks like Jabba the Hutt. He's like going to be Jabba the Hutt in 10 years.
Good, good boy. Oh, yeah. Uta, guta, solo. Taco.
Mila Kunis.
That was my favorite, like, Peter as something else.
No, that wasn't Peter. That was the
no,
neighbor.
Not in the Jedi one. They do a throwback. It's like, oh, my great uncle, you know, Jabba Griffin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Muta guta nipple twist. Yes. I remember the episode. Yeah, so that's basically it. This guy's gross.
He's ghastly.
Look him up. Victor Espinoza, 425 pounds. He looks
about 450.
Disgusting. I'm trying to picture what he looks like, because he does look like a fat version of somebody I may have seen in something.
His face is going south.
His head.
Literally.
His head is expanding in all directions. It's not just like...
No, it's going south.
It's going east and west, too.
He's probably
it literally looks like his face turned into a goiter.
Look at this pan face son of a bitch. It's everywhere.
He's kind of...
Look at the gown. Look at the prison gown they put him in. It doesn't fit.
I feel like... No. Here's what you have to do.
They put a little slit in it to make it wider.
They just held it. They stapled it in front of him.
Pete, if you can't do now, but in the future for these things, you need to do the Tosh.0 30 seconds on the clock, how many things can get out on this photo.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to institute that with a little more warning.
But in the future, I have a timer on my phone and all that.
At least, you know, it's kind of good for him. He wasn't in jail for 3 years.
32 months, yes.
Yeah.
It's like Weight Watchers.
It's like about 3 years.
Two and change.
And he should get a good prison body going. Maybe he'll lose like 200 pounds. Hopefully, that may be good for him.
How's
not from all the cock he's going to be eating.
How's he going to...
Well, he's a fucking street terrorist.
Not very intimidating at that
weight. The guy
come over here, big boy.
Who's fucking him?
He wanted to eat that kid. Are we all skipping that?
Yeah, but okay, I'm sure even in prison, they're just like, I'll pass.
But why would he try to sniff a kid? He was like,
you smell good.
Was he high? What was he on?
It didn't... A fucking bacon.
Could he not get the pizza, the pepperoni pizza into him?
So you're saying you could get high on bacon?
I say you try.
I think I should.
You want to try? I'll join you.
Every time I eat bacon, it's baconator.
I got nothing to do this weekend.
Bacon is always euphoric whenever I eat it, is all I'm saying.
It's fucking pretty tasty.
It's orgasmic.
All right, Pete.
Let's go to our next guy. Mm-hmm. We got a 22-year-old Ohio man. Thank you, Lou, for providing this story.
Mm-hmm.
This one's funny. This is a legit just...
The other one wasn't funny?
This guy's just legit stupid. All right.
James
Blankenship, a 22-year-old... Ohio man was recently pleaded guilty to breaking and entering. He was arrested June 12th, and he broke into his mother's house against her will. The problem was, this guy thought that it was only illegal to break into a place at night.
not like it's illegal if they're not related to you.
It's daytime, you ain't got nothing on me, cuppers.
His quote, I thought you could only be charged with burglary if you break in during the nighttime.
So, sorry, sir, we don't go by vampire
rules. Are you 5 years old? Oh, my God.
This guy thought, for real... I'll just do it during the day. There won't be an issue.
But look, I thought when I was 5, I thought people only broke into houses at night. So by that logic, if you continue that childhood idiotic simplicity, yes, when you become a degenerate, you might think
one more time with that word. Idiotic simplicity.
Yeah, my head was like
idiotic simplicity.
Idiotic simplicity.
I thought just one word. It's like eox simplicity.
Idiotic.
That's what threw me, and I want to use that more sentence.
Idiotic simplicity you can turn it into, but it's idiotic.
I'll use that word. I'm bullshitting.
Idiotic simplicity. Latin.
I just want to say this harkens back to an earlier story earlier this year. A New Hampshire man was accused of repeatedly stealing from a thrift
shop.
Maybe
the guy thought he was in a different time zone.
Who the fuck steals from a thrift shop? It's like $2.
But here's the thing.
I'm going to steal from you broke-ass motherfuckers.
This guy was arrested from... He was stealing from a place called Finders Keepers because he thought that was an invitation.
Nice.
I don't think that he really thought that.
He repeatedly used his Finders Keepers defense.
Do you know what?
Because if I got caught stealing from Finders Keepers, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, "Yo, man, it's Finders Keepers. What the fuck?"
If I was a public defender and I got that case, I'd be like, "You know what? I'm fucking bored and depressed. We're gonna try out this defense, yo, Your Honor." Finders Keepers.
Losers Weepers.
It's in the title of the shop. It was an invitation.
Your Honor,
I rest my case. Harvard Law. Bitch.
In the 1982 case of Finders Keepers versus Losers Weepers.
I would like to cite the case, the precedent of Judge Bo Budge, Banana Fena Faux Fudge.
And following up with Circle Circle Dot Dot, now I've got my cootie shot.
You can't arrest me. Bye.
Humphrey.
Recalling the verdict from whoever smelt it versus who dealt it.
Sticks and stones.
All right. Well, this guy, Blankenship, was now sentenced to...
Blankenship?
Yeah, James Blankenship.
Corporal Blankenship.
Hello.
Cousin of Benedict Cumberbatch.
General Blankenship was the worst general the Navy has ever seen.
Yeah, uncle of Boozy McLiver Damage.
Mr. Blankenship, your statement.
Thought burglary was only during the daytime, oi.
I thought it was Eastern time.
British Hulk.
Terribly sorry, Hulk Steel.
And following up, in conclusion, you're not the boss of me.
I'd like to conclude my statement with nana nana poo poo. I'm better than you. 180 days in jail, 120 which are suspended, $100 fine. Doesn't seem too bad.
You know, my favorite part.
He doesn't have that kind of cash.
Lou?
You didn't mention it because it's in further in the notes. When the cops go to get this guy, he's hiding under the fucking crawl space of the house like a like a stray dog. Going like, get away.
No.
And charge me in the daytime.
I'm in the dark. You can't see me.
No. I would have thought he was holding on to the big oak tree in the backyard, which is home base. Yeah, so you can't get him. Home base.
Safe zone.
No backsies.
Home base.
What's that over there? Bye!
You can't see me. I'm not touching you. Can you imagine if the world ran by childhood law?
I'm starting to envy the children.
Were the cops playing along going, Ollie, Ollie, oxen free?
No, they just hit him at the billy club.
Tasted his ass.
They're chasing him and he stopped and went, Red Rover. Let the cops come over. I gotcha!
I think red light, green light, 1, 2, 3.
I think the cops have become really lazy since tasers have been invented.
They become lazy.
Donuts.
No, they become lazy since they've devoted all their energy to every one of our news stories.
Yeah, right.
With the exception of horse fucker. Arrest the horse fucker.
I feel like
let the rest of these people go.
I feel like they're sitting
he's
like,
a horse lover.
We gotta get some material together for Paint the Black.
So, oh, he's the romantic, bro.
You guys all arrest someone who's skipping rope in public or something. Arrest some kindergartners today. That'll do it. Arrest some kindergartners. Public exposure for a kindergarten boy. That's the next story is coming up. Well, I'm going to find it.
Well, for the next one, what do you guys prefer? We're only going to do one of these. Mugger who left the birth certificate at the scene.
Love it. Love it.
Or the guy who pooped in the Holland Tunnel.
Poopy.
Nah, I want to hear.
Poopy.
Nah, you know, I want to hear the birth certificate.
All that childish talk just inspired.
Poopy.
Poopy.
Doo-doo.
I want to hear the birth certificate.
All right, here we go.
He's like, I stole it from a Cabbage Patch box.
I got it from a black
guy. The Mexicans
guy.
Again?
All right, we got
Mexicans don't have birth certificates?
You said Cabbage Patch, bro.
That's true.
We got a 26-year-old Boston man, Zachary Tintani, was allegedly... He allegedly
make it to 30 without fucking up.
Nope.
By the way, that's your people.
Now, it gets worse here. He allegedly mugged a woman in Boston, and he left behind his birth certificate and a letter addressed to him from his mother.
How about his social security card?
Oh, yeah. And a pay stub.
Round it out.
I left a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your bag.
Yeah, I kind of picture like the town where he comes in. He's just like, all right, buddy. You can't ask me where we're going. You can't ask me what you're doing. And you got to bring your birth certificate.
And we're going to hurt some people.
Well, let me read through the rest here so we get the full story.
Surgical mask too.
All right. Boston police announced they'd arrested the 26-year-old for snatching a woman's wallet, which contained a whopping $40. $40. Genius. Theft happened late Monday as she walked through a middle school playground in the Dorchester section of the
fucking
city.
Fucking birth certificate's worth more than that.
Well, the suspect struggled to grab the wallet. He dropped two bags that he'd been carrying. They contained clothes,
a bag of weed,
a pair of sneakers, hygiene products, and most importantly, the letter from his mom and his birth certificate.
Oh, he's homeless. That's so sad.
They found him promptly, like super quick. Wasn't difficult at all.
It wasn't me.
He was still there.
And then when they were arrived for questioning, he gave them a fake name and a fake age, but it wasn't hard.
Yo, if you're
my
if
name
you're,
is. Much. Cobb.
You might as well just take the public defendant because, like, there's nobody.
You might as well go, yeah, I did it.
Like, you never just say I did because you can always plead it down.
Well, I left my birth certificate, my wallet, a letter from my mom saying that I have a troubled past, my
can I
license.
Get my peanut butter and jelly
just say my
back.
Bag was stolen.
My
got
social security card and a signed photo of me.
The prosecutor is just like, lay up.
if he was smart, he'd be like, oh, thank God, officers, you're here. How did you know? My bag with my birth certificate and letter from my mom and stuff was stolen from me earlier today by this man who robbed me.
Yeah.
Find him. I think he's robbing other people.
Yeah, promptly call the cops and report this. There was this girl buying sparkling water, and she totally stole my birth certificate.
Oh, my God. And this other she was with her, she was breastfeeding. They were terrorists.
Well, I would have done it shaved and been like, my evil twin.
Yeah, right.
I guess I should go lock my car outside. My birth certificate's actually in it.
Yeah.
Why do you carry that around?
I have to give it to the Iron Workers Union on Wednesday. There was logic
on Wednesday,
to my madness.
So he's just carrying it around for now.
I got to bring something somewhere on Wednesday. Let me put it in my car now.
Yeah.
I took it from my mom.
I wrapped it up with my ATM card, too. And
photo
my PIN
ID.
Number prompt.
And my last pay stub.
Right in front.
My last pay stub.
I got my Social Security card, my birth certificate, a credit card, and my license. I'm going to put it all together and put it in my glove box.
Yeah. That seems safe.
And a bag of weeds under
credit
the
application with
Do
my
name
on it.
Do you remember times people did that? I mean, are you stupid? How stupid were people in 1985? Pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, but their money was worth more.
Right. Yes.
Well, now it's time, real quick, to do the stupidest person of the week, the dipshit of the week, is all of us. America.
Fuck yeah.
Did you know, this Independence Day, that 18% of Americans don't know why we celebrate the 4th of July?
Fuck you.
Oh my god, it's gone up?
Fuck you.
Don't it's
you
actually know? Gone down. It's an improvement from last year.
What?
82% know what the 4th of July
How
is.
How about this one? 100% of Americans bought American flags made in China.
Yeah. Well, last year...
Well, dude, how else am I supposed to get my fucking American flag? Make it?
Do these
Fuck
Americans
that.
Consist
With a
of
side
like,
of dim sum?
You know, people, the immigrants just came over?
This is all American citizens.
This is like people who would actually... Yeah, these are Americans.
I think immigrants
Excluding
know more.
Us, of course.
They did a national phone survey, and they found that only 82% of Americans know that the 4th of July celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Where it took
the
place where? I don't know, Daytona,
biggest,
Ohio?
The biggest chunk of people who didn't know, 8% of them, think that it commemorates the ratification of the Constitution.
Signed by Howard Stern and Bob
I would have guessed.
That's because you gave them multiple choice and you thought it was a trick question, so that's why they answered it. That's
like, literally, it says the 4th of July is you know, Independence Day.
Right,
it's
Independence
when we declared
Day.
Our independence. Like,
I would have guessed that 8% thought it was a celebration of when Will Smith saved us from the aliens.
Here I am. This is why I'm so swarmy, because I'm the one who's on the...
Welcome to Earth.
Do you guys want to do the questionnaire?
Sure.
Yes.
I have the questionnaire of what they ask people.
By the way, I'm only going to win if it has French-lenient questions.
Number
French
one.
French-lenient questions?
Well, number
yeah, General Lafayette's awesome.
Number one, we already established this. Does the 4th of July celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
No, the invention of bacon.
Or the ratification of the U.S. Constitution?
With multiple choice?
The Declaration of Independence. Wait.
You got a 50-50 on this.
Can I follow up and try, like, maybe get minus points? Declaration of Independence is also a declaration of war against Britain.
Well, look, I think this test,
but
this test is invalid.
How many Americans know that? I'm overeducated and I make
nothing. That'll take us to the next question.
What's the next question?
This test is invalid anyway because you got to be...
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? A woodchuck
could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck wood.
This test is invalid anyway because you got to be fucking retarded to take on the phone test like this.
I just want to go a little deeper here. There's 9 questions, and after question 2... The questions become ridiculous.
Question number one,
go.
What is your name?
Like,
know that.
No, question number two is which document says that we are endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights, the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution. Beyond that, now it gets really dicey.
It's like Declaration of Independence is highlighted, bold, and italics.
Now, by question three here, it becomes stupid. Is the United States of America the last best hope for mankind?
That's an opinion.
What?
Exactly. Now this is...
mankind is the last best hope
Number
for mankind.
Number 4, do Americans have more or less freedom than people in other countries?
We have the same,
again,
if not less, than some other
free.
People.
Fuck that.
Number
I'm
5,
going to Canada.
Do Americans have more or less economic opportunity than people in other countries?
Oh, dude, have you seen Germany?
Number 6, less. Is the American system of justice more fair or less fair than the system of justice in other countries?
Wait, are you black
like,
or
what
you white?
What country are you talking about?
All of these questions can be answered by going, America!
Fuck yeah.
Let's try the next one.
Are you black or are you white?
Are American politicians more or less corrupt than politicians in other countries?
Politicians
I think it's
are
pretty
politicians.
Universal over that.
Unless you're Nelson Mandela.
Ready for this? My favorite, too, now. Are you proud to be an American?
No.
Yes and
Maybe?
No.
Maybe? Port this man.
Yes and no.
And the final question, generally speaking, should Americans be proud or ashamed of the history of the United States?
Yes and no.
Well, technically, I took
Why
a,
would you be
I took
proud
a class
or ashamed of anything?
Listen, no, here, I'm taking Michelle Obama stance.
Technically
right?
speaking,
That's
if we were still
stance.
Run by Britain and all that, we would have ended slavery earlier. Like, everything actually would have been more beneficial for how society was if we would have actually stayed British.
Right.
Which is fucked up.
But do you like paying taxes?
Bro, we would have never gone to
taxes up the ass.
We pay taxes anyway.
Libby, we would have never gone to the moon.
And we would have gotten the day off when Prince William got
married,
which I wanted anyway.
Yeah, right?
We would get the day off for Prince William getting married and the baby being born.
That is mankind's greatest feat.
I'm
putting
I'm
a
so
fucking
glad,
flag up there.
I'm so glad we spent all that money on visiting an uninhabitable
rock. We spent
rock.
Less money
hey,
on that.
It's step one, dude. Step one.
Bro, we spent
which
less.
Which is a small step for mankind.
We're planning. We're going to get to Mars. Leap.
Yo, realistically, when you think, of, when you think about it, we spent less money on going to the moon than people have texted American Idol.
Do you know how much money we spent making bagels?
Everyone's talking at once here.
No. What would be really impressive if we go to the Pegasus system?
Yeah, that ain't happening. We haven't figured out Mars yet. All right.
We can put a person on Mars.
I want to put a pin in. We did the
get
news.
Get your ass to Mars.
We did some stupid people. We're going to do some price of admission, which is our entertainment stuff.
Price of admission. G.
Blah, blah, blah. Jaya.
Blah, blah. To kick off price of admission, we're going to jump into our newest segment, Hypothetical Lou. Lou's going to ask us a hypothetical question, and we're going to do our best here. What do you got?
All right, so this week, you know, I was inspired by just sci-fi's ridiculous movies like Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Where sharks are caught up in a tornado and they'll bite you at any angle.
Holy crap.
Watch the trailer for this.
That is a new level.
Insanity.
So I figured I'd throw a question at you guys. What would be your crazy ass sci-fi movie? Brian?
I'll go last.
This is good. Right, so I came up with mine already.
Sure.
Chipmunk Volcano.
Excellent.
It's about a chipmunk farm that gets swallowed up when a volcano grows out of the ground in central L.A. and just sprays rabid chipmunks everywhere. Chipmunks on fire.
That's in depth.
Or Sharknado. No, Sharknado's or Knifenado. Tornado made of knives.
Excellent. What do you got, Lippy? Anything?
I don't know. Octopussy Monsoon? I have no
yes!
idea.
Just think about it. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. The Sci-Fi Network. Exactly.
Here's what you do. You take two things. One of them an animal or something dangerous, and then a weather event, and you just mush them together.
Man, bear, pig.
Or there's, you know, two animals
blizzard.
Acceptable as well.
Blizzard. Man, bear, blizzard.
Man, bear, blizzard. Pig.
Any others, or should I just go?
I'm going to be a girl.
Yeah.
I got a two-parter.
Pony Storm. Homo Quake.
Oh, close. We got, and Brian understands where this is coming from, Mermaids versus Kraken. And then on land, we got Unicorns versus Fairies.
I will not watch any of these.
I would. It's been crazy violent when I produce
all of these
it.
End,
crazy violent.
Eskimo catastrophe.
Yeah, all of these movies end with the lesson that friendship is magical.
No. Crazy violent and bloody, and there will be sex involved, too.
Bagels should not have poppy seeds.
You're basically describing True Blood at this point.
Exactly. Why would they hire me?
All right, yo. Porpoise Endgame.
What? Ooh.
Is that like Battleship with like dolphins?
Yeah, I'm at the war.
It is what it is, man.
No, I want to delve deeper into this. What is the end game for these poor pie?
Poor pie.
Well, they've just had enough.
The porpoise has got a nuke.
Like the episode in The Simpsons where they walk out of the water and they're just like, aga, 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 like
I'm just imagining South Park dolphin and whale.
Ninja Turtle Quake.
Ninja Turtle Quake.
Seriously, Lippy.
Oh, that works on
sci-fi.
A lot of levels.
You should work for sci-fi, Lippy.
Part two.
Part two. you go, Lou.
All right, so I had two ideas. Obvious one is
the obvious one.
What you assholes didn't think of?
Bear shark.
What? Oh, bear shark's good.
Yeah.
Bear shark. That's protecting the border.
Oh, I got a. I got another one.
Bear
actually.
Shark versus the Mexicans. And my other thought was just Frankenbaby.
Frankenbaby.
That actually, it's called. It's
is that
alive.
A cereal?
It's alive with the baby
it's
that
alive.
Kills everyone in the delivery room.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
was, I
was
thinking
it was
like
a cab. It was a taxi.
A big ass baby.
No, it's born and it kills.
I got one more.
Taxi.
Yeah.
How about Koala Apocalypse?
Koala Apocalypse.
Koopocalypse.
That I'd watch that one.
Koala Apocalypse.
The apocalypse is
adorable.
Here, and it's cute. No,
that's like follow-up. No, I'm saying it's Panda Renaissance. We took it too far.
The Panda Pony Armageddon.
Jackrabbit Carnival.
Oh, that sounds kind of creepy.
Excellent.
The sad thing is, all these are viable.
Yes.
Yeah. There's stunning lack of sharks here.
Depending on who listens to this podcast, our ideas are going to be stolen and turned into blockbuster hits.
Koala Apocalypse, copyright Peepert.
We didn't bring in the Yeti, though. Oh, can I just bring up one thing? Because it goes with what
Pedophile Tempest.
There's the greatest show that my little brother introduced me to on Netflix. I think it's on Animal
Perfect
Planet.
Mogwai Storm.
God damn it. No, it's a show on Animal Planet
Zombie
called...
Tsunami.
God damn it, can I get this out?
It's on Animal Planet.
No, it's called Lost Tapes.
Game of Cheetahs.
Please check. Game of Cheetahs. That's like Meerkat Manor. That doesn't count. We were watching that this morning.
I was just about to go Meerkat, goddammit.
We were watching that this morning.
Survivor Hippo.
No, Game of Cheetahs is...
Hungry Hippo.
No. Please check out Lost Tapes. Please do. Now, the tapes obviously are a reenactment, but it's just so fascinating. Let's get drawn in. My little brother watches 5 minutes of it, turns it off, and turns it right back on. He hates himself for it.
Cougar Blizzard.
They covered Sigourney, vampires, chupacabra, no mermaids, unfortunately.
Sodomy Endgame. I'm sorry, Sodomy Apocalypse.
A very chupacabra winter.
No, that is horrible.
Sodomy Apocalypse.
Sodomy and Grim Reaper, like Sodomy Gomorrah type shit.
We're missing the obvious still, I think.
No, the obvious was Bear Shark.
No, there's something other than
Bear Shark.
Bear Shark
versus the Mexicans.
That's pretty obvious, but there's going to be another one.
Coming soon from Painted Black.
Thunderbirds with something else.
Oh,
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds
are
right?
Go?
Thunderbirds with Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Thunderbirds with shark. Ooh, that's super scary. They fly and they're sharks.
Well, please tweet us your movies at PIB Comics. Hashtag... Hypothetical Lou.
Lego, you know, catastrophe.
That's L-U as Lou.
We should get somebody to just put up a video of like a Kickstarter for,
for one of these
I'm
movies.
About to get my camera, dude.
For fucking Bear Shark versus the Mexicans.
Starring Danny Trejo and Cheech Marin.
As Machete.
Me and Lippy, I guess, will be the mock Mexicans.
No, we also...
I could grow the facial hair.
We want Carlos Estevez.
No, we don't.
Yes, we want Charlie Carlos Sheen. Estevez in this.
No, we don't. No. He's
Smokey the Bear could have. Like,
he has Adonis blood.
He's a machete too.
It's like only you could prevent Mexicans from crossing the border.
It'll be him tied to Jibber Jabber.
Jabberjaw?
Jabber Jabber
Jabber Jabber Jabber Jabber.
That took me back.
Where's Josie and the Pussycats getting in on this?
They suck.
They do. All
right, let's keep moving forward. Thank you, Lou. That's a good one. I'm going to be thinking deeply about these. All week, you're going to get some really weird text messages.
I'll be texting you. What's bacon. Lou's text number? That's literally how I would ask you, by the way. What's his text number?
I got this great idea to pitch.
Lymphoma Storm.
It's called Bear Pirates.
That sounds adorable.
It kind of does.
That would actually make a show. That would make a cartoon.
Copyright P-Perk. All right.
Trademark.
Let's do the movies this week. We got two releases. Lippy has seen one of these.
Despicable Me 2.
So let's talk about it.
Bottom.
75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty good.
It was
so cute and fluffy.
What'd you think?
Lipstick Taser.
I saw that in the trailer.
Yeah, it was good. It was mad. It was just as funny as the first one. I mean, even the storyline was... Everything was good about it.
How's the soundtrack?
Oh, it was done by Pharrell. It was actually really good.
It's Pharrell? Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
How's the animation?
You did the first awesome. One, too.
Is it
I'm just all about the minions. Keeps I don't really same. Even fucking That's care about it. Just the minions.
Does it maintain that sense, though, that it, you know, the first one was like this heartfelt little story about the supervillain. Is it along the same lines, or is it escalating?
Yeah, supervillain turns into superhero.
Is it going to be, is it a lot of him and the kids?
And the minions.
I love the minions.
The minions like little Twinkies.
And they speak like multiple languages. They speak like Japanese. Like that's their vocab. Is either you're like, what the fuck are these little white yellow midgets talking about?
What are these little
Twinkies
talking
about? And they're actually like speaking multiple languages. Like all of a sudden they're like getting drinks and they're like, Kanpai! And then another, what were they saying? I forget. I don't know. Dirty Mexican shit.
Directed by Pierre Coffin, whose previous credits include Despicable Me. Despicable Me. I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know what's up.
Freeze.
All right.
Sounds like one of the minions right there.
So, who's... I'm looking forward to seeing this.
I want to
see
this, too. Yeah.
I'd see it again.
We saw the first one in the theater.
The first one in the theater, and I enjoyed it. Lou is giving me a weird look.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, you need a minions bobblehead.
I should get one of those.
It's a full thing, though. It would not bobble at all. Right,
they don't have a neck.
Right,
makes it tough.
Way to ruin Lippy's.
I know. You could just put a spring on the bottom of.
We have quite the bobblehead collection here today.
This is getting.
It's starting to feel more like home now.
No, I did.
I like how your Monsters, Inc. guy is looking at the Mogwai going, pull my finger.
You need more shelving in here.
I know. I'm running out of space in here. I want to get more stuff.
I mean, I got like three bobbleheads. Just to let you know,
big-ass
right
titties do double as shelves.
I got the Hulk just eyeballing me right now. He's just like,
I'm green.
Hulk bobble.
Spider-Man doesn't like all the shit I talk about him.
For some reason, my Homer Simpson doesn't bobble.
You know what? It's just the Marvel guys bobble.
I got a bobble and Joker right here.
Monsters, Inc. guy bobbles.
That's fucking obviously the same toy.
Gizmo bobbles.
Oh. All right, next movie. We just, right before recording this, received a very negative review of this movie. We got The Lone Ranger.
I still want to see that. Just because it's a big summer movie.
I'm starting to get less and less excited about
that. I'm not excited to see it.
I wasn't excited.
Is it made by the Pirates of the Caribbean guy?
Gore Verbinski.
That movie could use a lot more gore and a lot less Verbinski.
Mike Verbinski.
23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
I just want to point out, I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore, but that's really low.
The whole Superman World War Z conundrum.
Which I'm going to address. I'm going to address that in a moment, but I just want to talk about Lone Ranger.
He's not really lone if he has an Indian following him.
Okay. Which is what I've always said.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I heard
you
Johnny
can't be
Depp.
The Lone Rangers. There's three of you.
I heard Johnny Depp on Letterman, I believe, going like, I'm playing Tonto as a tribute to Native Americans everywhere. I'm like, then you should have cast a fucking Native American.
He is Native American.
No, he's not.
He's always said that.
No,
minute one.
He's not.
He's always said.
I'm 1/16th Cherokee. Fuck you.
Dude.
So is every black guy ever met.
If you say.
So I'm 1/16th Cherokee?
By the way, have time to laugh.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Johnny Depp has always said, I think his family actually has the reservation papers.
I'm a
like,
scalp
he could have gone to
the
college.
Reservation
but
paper.
When you look at him, do you go, ah, yes. Proud, brave.
My family is quite good at analyzing white people and calling you into bullshit when you are or not.
Johnny
native.
Depp's full of shit.
Yeah,
you can't analyze my bullshit because I'm like nine nationalities.
I'm sticking
a fucking chameleon.
Yeah, you are.
You're definitely not white.
I know. It's weird.
This movie also stars my favorite named actor of all time.
Armie Hammer.
Ron Jeremy.
Armie Hammer should be fighting crime somewhere.
And
not starring
porn,
in a movie.
With a name like that.
Or
that's
being a
Jack
porno.
Hammer's cousin.
Or
did you say his name's Armin Hammer?
Armie Hammer.
Oh.
I heard Armin Hammer too.
He's fresh.
He should be making
by Menon.
Now, fun little curious fact. I don't know if you guys know this, but the...
With Kosai Kick, Mr. Clean.
But the green... not green. The Lone Ranger is named John Reed, mm-hmm. who is the great-grandfather of Britt Reed, the Green Hornet.
Like the actor or the character?
In the continuity of those two stories created by the same guy. So they're actually related, and apparently they both got kind of weak movies.
kind of weak stories.
The Green Hornet.
I could see the resemblance.
Oh, yeah. Seth Rogen fits right in with Armie Hammer.
The Lone Ranger, I don't know. It just looked like it was going to be one of those movies that you probably watch and you just have a fun time.
I heard if you like the first Pirates of the Caribbean that this is kind
first
of
Pirates
along
was great.
But
I love westerns.
I also heard this movie goes
What about the rub?
Very, very long. What's the rub?
Rum?
Oh, the rum.
Oh, what about the rum?
But why is
I thought you were talking
no
Shakespeare for a minute. Like, aye, there's the rub.
Do you bite that thing at... Finger at
do
thumb.
You bite thy thumb at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck Shakespeare. He's dead.
He's awesome.
He's dead.
Fuck Shakespeare. He's dead.
Fuck every dead person.
Very nice.
Iambic pentameter, asshole.
At last, poor York is what I say to that.
I knew him well. Mm-hmm. So I will probably... I want to see it. I kind of want to see it. I'm not excited about it. My expectations aren't high. I don't know why I can't talk today.
Just to let you guys know, I have no idea what iambic pentameter is. I just felt like saying that word.
It's a great iambic pentameter.
Can you say the other pentameters? Do you remember them?
I don't remember them.
Neither do I.
I remember iambic because I did all my girlfriend's
homework. It's like the next villain. It's like the villain in Sherlock Holmes 3.
Iambic pentameter?
Yes.
He's some
it's like a British thing.
Greek mathematician villain or something?
Sounds more like the Riddler's sidekick or something. The Riddler followed up by iambic pentameter.
Stop saying iambic pentameter.
I'm glad they never put the Riddler in the new Batman movies. He's just so stupid. Like,
riddle me this.
This whole deal.
On a side note.
Why do Jews like money?
Let's finish up Lone Ranger here.
I want to see because it's a summer blockbuster. So they put a lot of money into it. It's Disney.
It looks big and expensive.
Yeah, it's probably going to look good. It's probably going to be exciting. Like, you know, there's going to be a lot of action in it.
It's good.
Hi, Justin.
I mean, EJ's
totally,
happy.
That was Justin. I thought that was EJ.
That's EJ. When we had EJ on the show, he couldn't fucking form a sentence, but he can yell from downstairs loud enough that it picks up on the mics.
He was like, Trojan, you dropped my bowl.
Anybody else interested in seeing this or no?
No.
I am.
No.
On my phone.
Absolutely
which is pirated.
That's your answer for everything, Lip.
Yeah. Oh, my phone.
I watch Superman on my phone. I watch World War Z on my phone.
Good segue. Now, I had a bit of a confrontation this week about awesome. Superman. Some arguments with some people who have heard our spoilers episode, and I just want to clear the air with one thing.
It was like Life of Pi awesome.
I hated Life of Pi.
I didn't even see it.
Fucking awful. I keep hearing the same complaint about Superman, and I just want to say this.
What, no briefs?
No, not the no briefs. It's the fact that all these people who are claiming comic purity, like, oh, it's not like the comic. Superman would never fight a guy in the city and smash him through buildings. He probably killed so many people. To all those idiots, I say, have you ever actually sat
get
down?
Get a woman. Have you stop reading comic books at home.
Hey, you're going against my point.
No, this is
my point.
Point
is, have you ever actually sat and read a Superman comic or watched a Superman animated movie? Every single fucking issue in every single animated movie, he smashes at least half the city.
Doomsday, everything got fucked up.
The fucking source material. Stop saying that it's not like the comic book or it's not like the character, because that is the character. That's
you didn't
what happens
read
every
time.
People saw the first
he's
couple
so
of
grim
movies.
And he smashed the city and the detonator and he killed people.
People saw the first couple of movies and they based that on their whole world where he was kind of like the happy go
the Boy Scout.
Yeah. No. You saw Christopher Reeve play Superman and you thought that meant you read the comic book. You didn't fucking read shit.
You know what Christopher Reeves would say if he was still alive? He'd be like,
help
I like
me,
it.
I can't move. Yeah. Oh, that's not where you were going with that?
He'd be like, I hate horses.
Talk to the horse.
Too soon.
It still makes you so sad.
He's probably paying the guy to fuck the horse.
It's yeah, look who's the Superman now.
No, that was in bad taste. I apologize.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Reeves.
But seriously,
please don't haunt me in my dreams.
I can hand any one of you a book. Like,
and I can read it.
That will include Superman smashing through a number of buildings. Superman is not like Goku from Dragon Ball Z, where he's like, let's take this fight into this fake place where there's miles of empty stretch. And that would be a very boring movie.
The mayor of Metropolis was like, yo, can you at least do it in
a bad
part of town?
I would love to see Superman do a
kamehameha. Okay, yo, Superman, we're demolishing these three buildings next week, so if you'd like to encounter whoever there... That's fine by
all
us.
All the local unions have the Superman logo on their fucking on their doors.
If he's Superman and lightning fast, does that mean he suffers from the premature ejaculation?
Yeah. No, it just means he's much more efficient about it.
He's like, premature, oh, I'm done.
All right, now
faster than a speeding bullet.
Onto let's get past that and let's go into a little bit more comic book movie news because Stan Lee is getting old, and he's
almost 90, right?
Yeah, and he's starting to slip up in his speech. He accidentally revealed what the next Marvel movie is going to be.
Man, bear, pig.
I wish. No. It's
shark, bear? Bear, shark.
Black Panther.
Ugh.
Oh, I know that character.
We're actually getting a black superhero. That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't know. So how do I know this character?
Here's his quote.
Starring Taye Diggs.
You could hear where he slips up here. He goes, so they're working on Ant-Man. Well, you should probably try to do the Stan Lee. Well, they're working on Ant-Man, true believers. Working on Doctor Strange. They're working on Guardians of the Galaxy. They're working on God knows what. Did I say Black Panther also? They're the ones I know about. Nobody announced Black Panther yet.
Oh, yeah?
So he kind of...
Do you think he slipped up? Do you think he had one of those purposeful senior moments, like where my great-grandma start calling certain people fat and skinny to their faces?
Stanley's sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
He's like...
Exactly.
He's just forgetting what he spoke about. Black Panther.
He's faking it.
Does everyone know the deal with Black Panther?
Would you tell me?
Now, I just want to point out, though, before you start rushing to judgment, if you haven't read a Black Panther comic, you're not allowed to comment.
He's lame in the video games.
Have you read the comic?
It's all about revolution.
Lame in the video games.
Shut your face.
Is it anything like Black Dynamite?
He's Marvel's Batman, pretty much.
Okay.
He doesn't kill people either?
No, but his costume looks shockingly similar, and he's a rich dude. Who takes up a mantle of a
Wait.
He was a former basketball player.
He's actually the king. Black dude from when and where?
He's actually the king of the African country of Wakanda.
Can't sustain a long-term relationship with a woman.
Oh, man. Are they rivals to Zamunda?
He's got tons of babies.
He actually does marry Storm at one point.
Bark like a dog.
You know,
a big dog.
He's got a real problem with Zamunda.
I'd be down with it, but they have to cut down on the racism.
What racism? In Black
I saw
Panther.
The show, right?
Black Panther?
Yeah.
What show?
They had a brief animated show. They did one season.
Oh.
And it was super
when did they
racist.
Make it?
It came on at 9 o'clock on Saturdays.
It was like 2010.
Black people don't get up until...
And it was still super racist?
It was called
racist?
Negro Superhero.
Holy shit.
I'm talking
one
like,
at a time, folks.
Like racist against white people.
Well, I mean, fuck the crackers.
Well, a Black Panther comic is
apparently
like...
Apparently I'm not white.
A Black Panther comic is a lot like an ad for Sloman Shield. where all the guys trying to bust into the house are white guys in their mid-30s with a little bit of scruff.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, Peepers. I mean, some of the... All me. The racism was alarming, like...
Okay,
the cartoon guy...
No, sorry. This brings me to my question. It's been my question all through my life. How can you be successfully racist towards white people?
By substituting him into places where normally you would put a black person.
Say cracker.
You're still white. You still got better than me.
But every white guy cracker, being like...
Cracker versus nigger.
Everyone
nigger,
uses the word
cracker. Nigger, yeah, cracker.
Nigger's such a better word. We don't even got a good word against
bleach bag.
Exactly. And all the Jews, are like,
point.
What
you
about cake?
No. I'm sorry. That's exactly my point, Brian. You can't be racist against white people. It's just impossible.
No. Every white guy on the show is portrayed as like the super villain of racism where within 2 seconds
do they carry a whip?
He's like, let's just steal that shit from those niggers. Let's steal it. They got something? Let's fucking take
My
it.
Name is the Black Panther. Your name is Toby.
Again, I'm hearing Lou talk about this, and I got you in the back portraying what I'm probably thinking in my subconscious. Yeah, that's life. My family had tons of shit stolen from them by white people. That's just what happens. White people steal shit from you when you're black and you don't know better.
His arch nemesis is like a... like a 1850 like plantation owner type character.
Exactly.
And are all the Indians going, why are we black burned? Why are we back burned?
He's not African American. He's straight up African. He's got diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
Why did the show get canceled? Because it came on at like 9 and the black kids
will
be up
to 12? Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure it was...
Shut up, Brian.
It was a,
holy
I'm
shit.
I'm pretty
I'm
sure
punch you in the face.
It was a BET show.
They only watched it when they were collecting the unemployment checks.
I'm going to punch you both in the face.
It actually, now I remember, was in fact a BET show.
Yeah.
I recall.
So
no one watches BET.
No one watches BET. I think even black people are waning off of that.
No black people watch BET.
Yeah.
But
I can't watch my own show.
No, we stopped watching it because they were showing booty videos at 3 a.m. So all the Christian black
awesome.
People found
is
us that they're
the
doing
time to watch?
BET is the worst thing I've ever seen.
That's where it came from. And they stopped doing it because all the Christian black people who were supporting, like, oh, this is good for our community, and we saw the Christian television on Sunday mornings, and I told my mom, and I'm sure a bunch of other people said, do you know you shouldn't let your sons watch that past midnight? And they're like, why? Because it's all booty, 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 booty everywhere. And so a bunch of black Christians...
Viewership spiked.
Black Christians stopped, and all the poor black people don't have cable. So.
Everybody one at a time.
Your kids shouldn't be awake at that time.
They
anyway.
Shouldn't be up at 3 a.m. as it
Yo,
is.
Man.
But the problem is you're a single black mom working, and so you do eventually pass out and fall asleep because you've been working two shifts.
And you shouldn't have affected
so
the ratings one
bit. BET's got to sell with
no,
black
your
people.
No, your sons are up watching. Time. Your sons are, Lou is saying, your kids shouldn't be up watching television anyway. You've got no help. You've got no help. Black men, raise your children.
Is the problem with the fact that they're showing booty videos, or is that
salary?
What? Lippy,
it's both. Both are a problem. Both of them.
Is it an issue that they're showing booty videos, or an issue that that's what the black culture demands, and that's what every fucking music video that's a rap video is about?
Yo, man,
where's the problem?
It's not just the black culture. Don't say lay it's all on us.
I'm not laying it. I'm blaming it on hip hop culture. Hip hop culture more than anything.
BET's got to sell what black people are buying, man.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's
as
why
a semi-white dude, I'm still
saying,
buying.
Let's stop
big
watching
booties.
It, and that's why BET's viewership went down.
It went down probably because that Boondocks episode.
BET is the worst thing I've ever seen. All
right, let's get on one more story today, and then we're going to call it a night. This is one relevant to most of us, I believe. But they have
alcoholism is great.
They have revealed the official season 4 poster for Walking Dead with a couple of spoilers involved.
Really? What is it?
I didn't see the last episode.
Have you seen the poster? You haven't seen the poster,
right? No.
Poster portrays, it's a wide poster, big long one. In the middle, Rick with his handgun, Daryl with his crossbow. To his right, Michonne riding a horse with her sword. And to the left, Tyrese with a hammer smashing in a zombie head. And it has the tagline of, where is it? I have it written down.
Black people were great backup.
Tyrese is in it? He didn't make enough money on Fast Furious 6?
No, Tyrese is
the
character.
Different
Tyrese. Tyrese the character, not Tyrese.
He's like, I'm going to smash your zombies. And they revealed they revealed the first title of the premiere episode of season 4 called 30 Days Without an Accident.
So what's the second title?
Starring the guys from Super
Smash. The Accident.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. 30 Days Without an Accident, last we left them, they had the survivors from Woodbury show up to the prison. That means they've had at least a nice month of peace and quiet.
You think right off the bat they're going to show the governor?
Right off the bat, something's going to happen. And 30 Days Without an Accident, shot the shit.
30 Days Without an Accident. Ha, I
episode
haven't peed my
two,
pants.
Episode two will be day one without an incident.
Carl hasn't had a wet dream. He's a little man.
Apparently they're incontinent, so it was 30 days without an accident.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when
you guys really reaching for this fucking joke.
Yeah, like it's not.
It's not a really, pee joke.
It's not really getting there.
No, it was pretty obvious to me, actually. It's pretty obvious to Lippy.
Yeah, but you're lacking this whole.
I've gone about 31 days without
you're
an accident.
Lacking this whole funny thing.
That, it is funny. Peeing in your bed or in your pants is funny.
All right.
Especially when there's no one around and
that's all I got.
And you're fighting for your life.
And again, nobody watched Dexter this week.
Sorry. No,
it's just.
I think we're it's so let
down. Sorry, I didn't do my homework.
It's the last season. I thought people would be like, just, I'll check it out.
I'm going to watch it.
It's just,
eventually.
No. I'll just tell you, it's too early to tell.
Yeah?
We'll just
how many episodes are they doing? 12, 13?
Probably the standard 12 or 13 episodes.
I mean, how do you think they're going to end it?
He's probably going to die or something.
Well, I think we said that.
You say that so cavalier.
He's
going to
get
gonna
like.
Die.
He's going to get chopped up on his son, and then like Deborah's going to fucking take him and raise him as
a the only thing, on a bagel.
The only way I'll be upset schmear. By the ending at this point, because the last couple seasons have been anything too special. The only way I'll be upset is if he ends up with his sister.
No, they're going to be upset.
This is gross. Like, no one wants to see that show.
I don't know why that storyline exists.
They've been pushing hard for it.
They've been in the ass.
And
I'm sorry, don't ever use that phrase in that context
ever again. If you've seen
the
episodes,
like, they've been pushing for doing it and doing it and doing it while I start playing my head.
But everybody who watches the show was like, stop that.
Yes.
Knock it off.
How can
stop
we be
doing
controversial?
That. And they're like, incest. No, you'll like it. You'll like it. I swear, you'll like it. No, we don't. We don't want to see it.
Because incest
nobody even likes Deborah anymore.
Because I got Benny's for you, incest is a new thing in erotica, and it's creepy.
You fucking women ruin everything with this erotica bullshit.
It's quasi-incest.
No, it's erotica. That's your fault as a woman. Knock it off.
It's your fault as a man for not fucking your women properly. Men,
I
fuck your chicks.
As many women as possible as I can.
Fuck your chicks properly.
I just happen to not be a rich, like, sadomasochist, a vampire, or their brother. So yeah. I guess
actually,
it's not working
the
for them.
The vampire wasn't even fucking Bella.
It's a metaphor.
For what? A shitty movie?
For what?
For fucking.
I know how to make the show. Cancel it and bring back Trailer Park Boys.
That's your answer for everything.
All right, bub.
But yeah, for real, what's
all right, pal.
Women's entertainment.
Grow some dope. Get drunk as fuck.
Sure.
It's super, like, you know, it's all about sex. Women's entertainment.
Well,
it
you know, is. It's like, but it's always got this weird fucking tweak to it that's just. You and know. They. All right. 50 Shades of Grey is the biggest book out there for women, and it's about sadomasochism and fucking domination and shit. Yet men are pigs. Yet we're fucking pigs. Because we just like to watch banging.
Because it's not about the same masculine as the fact that
look, you could justify it all you want and put it in as many flowery female terms as
I'll
you can.
Put it flowery,
but it's
I'm
going to sound creepy. Because everything's a metaphor. Everything represents something
I'll
else.
Put,
but you're still asking for a ball gag and an ass raping.
No,
yeah,
these
I'm
fucking
simple.
Books.
Just give me tits, ass, and something going inside it.
I just want to come, damn
okay,
it.
Okay, so exactly. That's all you want. Just want to come. Ours is completely psychological and mental.
With your
you
brother, with
come.
The incest,
that's
the
a,
fucking
I think
vampires.
That's a load of
it's
shit.
A metaphor.
No.
It's well, not a metaphor.
My wife has been watching that show with.
No, she's been watching
with,
something? That's the
who
first
is
mistake.
It? Courtney Love or something?
Courtney Love.
No, it's called Methadone.
Something. No, I meant Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And where she's like a she's just
she's
banging
a call
everybody.
Girl.
She's
a call
smoking
girl.
At the prostitute show.
She's a call girl.
I don't think she's a call girl.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like a
she
lawyer.
No, no,
no.
But
she's a call girl.
This is the one I jerked off.
This
I mean,
is a call
I mean,
girl.
Saw the commercials for.
The point is,
Louis, she's a call girl.
It's
I know
beyond
what you're
obnoxious.
About.
Every woman in the show is banging everybody, even though they have boyfriends and shit.
Can't.
And they're justifying it as hard as they can.
Can't,
that's welcome
Lou?
To the women's
that's
dream.
No,
banging
that's,
chick.
No,
you just
no, that's the
as
ideal
as
women's fantasy.
Hi, right
bang
now,
everyone
it's just like
and
the
be
Texas
okay
Senate
with
right
it.
Now. I'm in the Texas Senate right now. Can I be heard? You're talking about a woman's
all
issue
right.
and you're ignoring the woman. All right, in the
because
room.
I'm sick
it's
of
your turn.
The woman's side because I've been here my whole life how men are pigs, and then all of a sudden this is the biggest thing.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that men are pigs. I'm saying that women have been taught to think that they are a certain way and they're not. Recent studies have come out where women don't want monogamy. We're just like men. We want sex just as much as you do. We want
you just,
as many
it has
partners
to be,
as you do.
It has to be with a brother or a rich guy.
No,
with a ball
it has
gag.
To be in a situation where you feel safe and secured and protected.
With
that's
a ball gag?
So with a stepbrother,
and
you
brother.
Feel safe. No. It's called where you're able to
look,
explore your most outer limits.
I'm simple.
Your
just let me put
is.
It in, blow my
you're
shit,
your
and
gender.
I'm fucking on my way and doing something productive
is,
after
this
that.
Is facts.
You're hurting your gender.
No, because
you
you're still looking at some place. Oh, you want a ball gag in your mouth? No, I want to be able to do whatever the
I'm
hell
just,
I want and
I'm
feel
just
safe
looking,
and secure
I just
with my partner.
Stick it in.
I'm just looking. We
least,
get it, Lippy.
At least the head.
I'm just looking at what's popular in the culture right now, And it's not
because it's the first
the most
thing, it's
unsavory
thing.
Possible shit. Yeah. Yet we have always been portrayed as the villains and everything.
Because it's the first thing that's ever actually explored female sexuality. That isn't like, oh, he ripped your bodice, and we're like, that's not what I'm interested in.
You're about the bosom.
You know, I just think that, you know, women have to stop acting like, you know, they're not these sexual people.
Exactly.
Stop acting like
Thank
you're holier
you.
Than now. You're just like men.
No, Luke.
Stop
Luke,
pretending.
Probably okay, a little
Luke,
dirty.
Stop
again,
pretending.
Guys, we're not pretending. This is how society said, you're at age, the minute you become conscious of sexual being a thing, you're not allowed to think that way. You're a girl.
I don't think that's
Girls
fair
who think
to
that
say.
Way are sluts. We're taught that if you think that way, you're wrong.
I don't think
but
they're sluts. I think they're respectable human beings.
We're naturally just like you. We're sexual beings. And that's what science is now trying to get out
there. I don't even think that's fair to say. I don't even think that's fair to say because I've caught shit in my life for watching porn by girlfriends
yes.
who then go off into
Stefan.
The other room and
yes.
read their 50 Shades of Grey and act like it's high art
because
by comparison.
Because, again, right. you're by a woman who was taught that if you think that when you look at things like that, you're wrong. She was
saying,
taught that you do those
I'm
things,
just saying,
you're wrong.
Women look
like
in the, gotta look in the mirror with this shit. That's what I'm
oh
saying.
My God,
I actually had a thought.
Insane.
I had a thought that if there was a women's entertainment magazine, a channel, it'd be called Wet, and yeah.
All right. Giggity, giggity.
All right.
For any female who's watching the podcast, listening
they
to the podcast
can't watch
right now,
shit,
I
baby.
I just corrected myself. Holy shit, you only hear 50% of the shit that comes out of my
said
mouth.
You watch.
And I corrected myself. I corrected myself. But you stopped listening as soon as I made a mistake and jumped on top of me. So shut the fuck up. So for any women who are listening right now, I apologize. I am now officially waving the white fucking flag because what I say doesn't matter.
You
I'm
hear
done.
That, guys?
Aww.
We win! High fives! Woo!
Oh, don't say that.
The women are like, I don't know what you're talking about. I love a cock in the ass and the mouth.
Don't
and
resist. Let's call it a night. We're going to call it a night.
No, you see, like.
It's late.
You see, this is how women roll, though. Because, like, we disagree, so we were.
We weren't fucking disagreeing. I was agreeing with you. Holy shit.
To be honest with you, I really wasn't paying attention to what you were
saying. Thank you. That's all you had to do.
An honest
exactly.
man answer.
And that's why I'm irate right now, but at least he admitted it.
You and Lippy were having a full-on sign language conversation during that.
Oh, yeah. That's called the shocker in sign language.
He's never given me a shocker. He sucks.
So you're the catcher. All right.
We're going to call it a night. Okay.
Okay.
Is everyone all right?
We're good.
Jill, you all right?
I'm good.
You feel okay?
And the moral of the story
is go up my
vibrator, don't eat poppy seed
minutes,
bagels.
We'll be good.
Just imagine it's a brother. It'll be safe. There you go. Oh, all right. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Visit our website, pandablackcomics@gmail.com. And like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like us. Review us on iTunes. It helps us out. We got our Comic-Con table. We'll have some information coming with that.
It's upstairs. I have the table number.
Yeah, we're going to we'll start leaking that out a little bit as it gets closer. Right now we're finishing the books. Myself and Lou are each drawing a comic book. And that's about it. So for myself, Pete, for Jillian, Brian, Lou, and Lippy.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
What nationality color do I sound like over the podcast?
That's a good question.
Tweet us at PIB Comics. Close the door behind you.